afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Owen Schroyer. Sitting next to me at the desk is the one and only Alex Jones. We're awaiting the big press conference for Liberation Day. He'll be apparently announcing sweeping tariffs across the globe and possibly some other stuff. We're not really sure, but he's been talking about this since he got inaugurated. What are you looking forward to? Trump's speech today, Alex.
Well, I mean, the corporate media acts like, oh, he keeps changing tariffs. Those are all negotiation tactics to gauge what countries are going to do to get them to come towards us. Japan with 700% tariffs, Canada with 300% tariffs. It just goes on and on. They are not retaliating against us. We are retaliating to them and our globalist managers that have parlayed our power as middlemen in these deals. And Trump discovered that about 3 years into his first administration. He said, I didn't understand. I thought China was ripping us off. They're getting about as much money to their country and their people as we are. The middlemen get most of the profit.
Right.
But that's why they set it up and work with totalitarian regimes. That's why it's a bunch of Chinese generals that run it, because they make one-sided deals. So for prosperity and everybody, Trump just wants fair, reciprocal deals. And if you read his executive order that essentially took us out of the World Trade Organization a month ago, and then last week, him cutting funding to it. Why should we fund them when they sue us? We're not going to let them run our trade disputes. This is just sovereignty being returned to the country. This is amazing.
Absolutely. And I know he's talked about the External Revenue Service, people speculating that he might be announcing that today, basically replacing the IRS with the ERS and just saying we're going to get all of our income from the trade that we do. After all, we are the biggest trading partner for countries around the world. They could not survive without us. They all have tariffs on us. Let's put them on them and then free up the American people to spend their money the way they want.
Well, absolutely. But this is all used for control. We're deindustrialized. So is Europe. And notice Europe loves their gas prices doubling. They love it when the Nord Stream pipeline gets blown up, because those governments want to keep their feet, you know, their foot, their boot on the neck of their population. So they've been trying to crash the stock market. They've gotten almost $3 trillion in stock market money sucked into Europe. Trump's gotten trillions and trillions back in, committed trillions that has already gotten in. So right now Trump's barely winning the cheerleading contest. They're open for business. And they're having trouble crashing the market. Gold's way up on uncertainty. But it's really all up in the air. You got Lutnick and his other advisors who are very smart, saying, you know, it's basically 50-50 whether we're going to have a big recession or not. But that was going to happen anyways. But there's no doubt in the mid and long term, having these economic policies is the way to go if you care about general prosperity of the people and long term other countries' prosperity.
Yeah, and it seems like Europe is a nice comparison. We can see the path they went down and see the path that Trump is going down. These are divergent paths, and Europe is absolutely collapsing. The stat I was reading today, 120,000 manufacturing jobs have fled Germany, I think in just the last year, but this may have been since 2020. But 120,000 manufacturing jobs, their entire industry is being wiped out through the energy or the climate change initiatives. England just shut down their last remaining blast furnace for making steel, but of course that was already owned by a Chinese company. So I mean, these are the fruits of globalism. Europe has sold itself out. America was right on the cusp of that, but we chose that different route. And you can look at Europe to see, you know, what America would look like had we gone the other way.
And that's because the globalist philosophy of those that been hiding under a rock is to have each country weak and the globalists have all the wealth and play them off against each other. That's why they don't want any of this industry here. So it's not just militarily strategic and essential. It's good for the people. It's what made us the most. I mean, we were 4% of the population in 1950 and had 50-some% of the wealth. And it was almost all in the giant middle class. Middle classes didn't exist before us, except in a few places like Argentina and Venezuela that had some limited freedom and were capitalist. They were per capita the only countries in the world that had gigantic, wealthy middle classes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just watching a talk. It was actually, weirdly enough, I think it was at the World Economic Forum. But this guy was talking about how there was 25 years in American history where the middle class basically was created and was established. And you had this, you know, our family household with one person working, you know, car in the garage. That happened from about 1950 to about 1975. And it was shortly after we went off the gold standard that everything went to crap.
That's right. That's right. 1950 to 1975, we rewrote the map.
Yeah. Unprecedented success we're trying to get back to. We'll be right back. We got to go to a one-minute break. We'll be right back, and hopefully Trump will be speaking from the Rose Garden for Liberation Day. Stay with us. InfoWars.com/show.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor. And I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great. And, you know, this other company I use is great because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Harrison Smith sitting in for Owen Schroyer today on this edition of The War Room for the 2nd of April, 2025. Sitting next to me is Alex Jones. We await the press conference from Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, for Liberation Day. Sweeping tariffs seem to be the headline here, but he's been talking about this since he got elected, and he's been fulfilling pretty much all of his promises. I mean, there's no promise I can think of that he hasn't at least attempted to try to fulfill. And
well, that's the refreshing thing about Trump is I agree with about 95% of his policies, but even if I agree with 80%, I'd support him because you actually know what you're getting. You know what he stands for, and you know someone by their enemies. His enemies are my enemies, your enemies. We're under attack because we're supporting Trump because the terrorists, the globalists, want to enslave us all. It's so true when he says they're not trying to get me. I'm standing in the way. They got to get through me to get to you. And that's why InfoWars and obviously what we do is so important. And I got major updates on our future tomorrow. I've been talking about for a month, but more kept coming in. That's going to be on tomorrow's show. We had lawyers here vetting and all really horrible stuff we discovered. And people can say, well, that's InfoWars. No, this is what they've got in store for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big deal. But I talked about it some, and I had Roger Stone on today, but I really wanted to get into this just to explain it. Here comes Trump right now. He's going to go after China big, and then he's going to announce big tariffs on Europe, and then he's going to just explain his case to everybody, and it's really going to be a big cheerleading event. People understand the choice they have. And again, he doesn't even want to have a recession.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to the president, 47th president.
Thank you. Nice crowd. What a good looking group of people. Well, we have some very, very good news today, and a lot of good things are happening for our country. Please sit down. My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. Waiting for a long time.
This is bigger than just liberation from a
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
Yeah, we're told it's bad to be successful.
For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike. American steel workers, auto workers, farmers, and skilled craftsmen, we have a lot of them here with us today. They really suffered gravely. They watched in anguish as foreign leaders have stolen our jobs, foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. We had an American dream that you don't hear so much about. You did 4 years ago, and you are now, but you don't too often, and for many years and decades even, you didn't hear too much about. Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. In a few moments, I will sign a historic executive order instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. Reciprocal, that means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that.
Now, people will say, well, a month ago he signed this. No, that was the exploratory committee to decide exactly what to do.
In my opinion, in
now you're going to get more
history
of the plan.
It's our Declaration of Economic Independence. For years, hardworking American citizens were forced to sit on the sidelines as other nations got rich and powerful, much of it at our expense. But now it's our turn to prosper and in so doing use trillions and trillions of dollars to reduce our taxes and pay down our national debt, and it'll all happen very quickly. With today's action, we are finally going to be able to make America great again, greater than ever before. Jobs and factories will come roaring back into our country, and you see it happening already. We will supercharge our domestic industrial base. We will pry open foreign markets and break down foreign trade barriers. And ultimately, more production at home will mean stronger competition and lower prices for consumers. This will be indeed the golden age of America. It's coming back. We're going to come
back.
When
they say reciprocal, it means all the hidden tariffs, too. The VAT taxes, the carbon taxes, none of that.
We're pleased to be joined on this momentous occasion by Vice President J.D. Vance. J.D., thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Where are you, J.D.? No, that's...
Well, Trump looks great.
That wasn't too hard to find. I was looking. You know, he likes to take a low-key attitude, so usually we sit right in front. He's gaining a lot of confidence, Mike, isn't he? And nearly my entire cabinet is here, as well as Speaker Mike Johnson, who's done an amazing job. And with the great success we had last night in Florida, we have a majority of seven. And seven's like a lot when we had it at one, right? You've done a fantastic job. And many of the members of the House and Senate are with us. Senators, Congressmen, thank you all for being with us. We appreciate it. For decades, the United States slashed our trade barriers on other countries, while those nations placed massive tariffs on our products and created outrageous non-monetary barriers to decimate our industries. And in many cases, the non-monetary barriers were worse than the monetary ones.
Exactly.
They manipulated their currencies, subsidized their exports, stole our intellectual property, imposed exorbitant VAT taxes to disadvantage our products, adopted unfair rules and technical standards, and created filthy pollution havens. They were absolutely filthy, but they always came to us and they said, we're violating, we should pay for it. It's all detailed in a very big report by the U.S. Trade Representative on Foreign Trade Barriers, and I'll just hold it up for you. It's available. And
see, I told you they're going
to
release the report today.
I understand you'll pay nothing. It's a lot of work.
Nobody knew that. I'm not saying I'm smart, but he told them in the last week. He does what he says. Everybody's like, we don't know what he's going to do. He's going to release more details. Now they have the goddamn report. Excuse my French.
Upsetting when you
read it. I knew it, though. See
what people have been doing to us for 30 years.
He told you 5 minutes ago.
This all
happened. Report.
No response.
I told you, didn't I?
That's actually, yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you. It's not me. He tells you.
Let me offer just a few examples.
Everywhere, New York Times. We don't know what he's going to say. Uncertainty. No, it's Trump. He told you.
The United States charges other countries only a 2.4 tariff on motorcycles. Meanwhile, Thailand and others are charging much higher prices, like 60%. India charges 70%. Vietnam charges 75%, and others are even higher than that. Likewise, until today, the United States has for decades charged a 2.5 tariff. Think of that, 2.5%. On foreign-made automobiles, the European Union charges us more than 10% tariffs, and they have 20% VATs, much, much higher. India charges 70%, and perhaps worst of all are the non-monetary restrictions imposed by South Korea, Japan, and very many other nations. As a result of these colossal trade barriers, 81% of the cars in South Korea are made in South Korea. 94% of the cars in Japan are made in Japan. Toyota sells 1 million foreign-made automobiles into the United States, and General Motors sells almost none. Ford sells very little. None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries. And I say that, friend and foe, and in many cases, the friend is worse than the foe in terms of trade. But such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents and past leaders who weren't doing their job. They let it happen, and they let it happen to an extent that nobody can even believe. That's why, effective at midnight, we will impose a 25% tariff on all foreign-made automobiles.
All right, now it's starting.
Thank you. Thank you. Brian, I'd like to have you come up here for a second.
See, people will say,
I just
Trump
see him
always,
he's been
people
a,
guessing.
A
no,
fan
he doesn't.
Of ours.
When he says, maybe we'll do this in Gaza, maybe I'll sign the Commonwealth, he's jerking chains then, okay, to test things out. But when he said a month ago, when he signed that, no, we're going to give you a report in a month,
you,
and then we're going to let you, and, you know, we're gonna let you know what we're going to do. When he tells you, I'm doing this, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this, and everything he's saying right now reminds me of interviews you see from him from the 80s. I mean, this is the culmination of 40-plus years of Donald Trump thinking about this stuff and finally putting it into action.
Well, exactly. But here's the deal. He keeps saying, you know, they let it happen. They didn't let it happen. The globalists went and made deals to be the middlemen, our leaders did, to sell us out. And they've been getting a corporate tariff from those people.
Yeah.
As the managing class, they went and screwed us and basically took our tax money, just like the left does with all their NGOs the other way, of our literal tax money.
Yeah. No, we've been stuck to dry for the last several decades. It's amazing we're still here. It shows the power of America. They can do this for decades on end, and we're still as powerful as we are.
And I brought 20 of them with me. They're sitting right over here.
Yeah, so for the radio listeners, the whole crowd is full of union members, it looks like. A bunch of blue-collar guys hanging out in the crowd.
So, Mr. President, we can't thank
you enough. Is doing all this for.
In 6 months or a year, we're going to begin to see the benefits. I can't wait to see.
Well, he knows that 80% of the union people are now Trump supporters, but the leadership's bad.
Right.
So doing this breaks the union leadership, too.
What a great guy. He got it right from the beginning. He got it before almost anybody else. This group over there, they got it, too. And, you know, we won the state of Michigan. We won almost all of them. But we won Michigan by a lot, and I want to just
Democrats
thank you all.
And past Republicans, when he promises jobs are coming back, he's doing it.
Yeah, well, and I loved one of my favorite statements he said since he became president for the second time is when he was asked about the stock market. He says, we're used to playing things quarter by quarter. China's looking 100 years ahead. That's what we need to do. Don't worry about next quarter. We're laying a foundation here.
And that's why he's grabbing all the stuff we built, Panama Canal, all of it.
Yep.
All of the ones, they're moving, they're announcing day in, day out. You're seeing it. Nobody's ever seen anything like that. With today's actions, we're also standing up for our great farmers and ranchers who are brutalized by nations all over the world. Brutalized.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But Brazil,
Canada, by the way, imposes a 250% to 300% tariff on many of our dairy products. They do the first can of milk. They do the first little carton of milk at a very low price, but after that it gets bad, and then it gets up to 275%, 300%. So when they're figuring what's Canada charging, they say, oh, about 2%, 3%. But take a look at what happens down the road. When you look a little bit, it's not a pretty picture, and we don't like it, and it's not fair. It's not fair to our farmers. It's not fair to our
country.
Looks
like a drug dealer gives you free drugs. One little carton,
like Canada,
2%, but then it's 300 the next one.
And keep them going and keep them in business. In the case of Mexico, it's $300 billion a year. In the case of Canada, it's close to $200 billion a year. And I say, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? I mean, at what point do we say you got to work for yourselves and you got to? This is why we have the big deficits. This is why we have that amount of debt that's been placed on our heads over the last number of years. And we're really not taking it anymore. Through non-tariff barriers, the European Union.
He's
got to
pull us out of growth. That's the thing, folks. We're at the end of the line.
You understand?
That's why Trump had to get in there. And you know, that's why some of the power structure got behind him, because they realize it's bad for business.
We're not going to take anything.
The globalist model, like they're going to be rich, everybody's poor. Where's your money worth anything? Everybody's poor. It is a parasitic, predatory attitude of the globalists. They're assholes.
We imported $3 billion of Australian beef from them just last year alone. They won't take any of our beef. They don't want it because they don't want it to affect their farmers. And you know what? I don't blame them, but we're doing the same thing right now, starting about midnight tonight, I would say. And China charges American rice farmers an over quota, it's called, a tariff rate of 65%. South Korea charges 50% to 513%. And Japan Our friend charges us 700%, but that's because they don't want us selling rice, another thing. Who can blame them, Madam Secretary? Agriculture, you, great job you did on eggs. By the way, the egg prices came down 50%. We got them down 50% once we got involved.
That's why strategic stuff, we got to have it so high that they just can't sell it to us. We have to have it.
You did a fantastic job.
You know, there's not been one copper or lead smelting facility for 30 years in the U.S.
Now.
We can't even do this stuff.
Yeah, and people complain about, you know, he just announced 25% tariff on cars coming in. People are going to say, well, car prices are going to go up 25%. Well, not if they're made in the U.S. So after a little while, all those companies that build in the U.S. will get more and more customers.
Yeah, the surrender's over.
Yeah. So it's not gonna, it's not overnight, but what he's doing now is going to lead to prosperity in a very short order.
China would be the first online. They run a very strong country, but they're not first in line, and the American people are paying a very big price. From 1789 to 1913, we were a tariff-backed nation, and the United States was proportionately the wealthiest it has ever been. So wealthy, in fact, that in the 1880s, they established a commission to decide what they were going to do with the vast sums of money they were collecting. We were collecting so much money so fast, we didn't know what to do with it.
Isn't
that
a nice problem? The bankers don't want that.
Problem
they want us to go bankrupt because they get everything.
Right, 1913, year the Fed was created, year the income tax was announced.
Including all the social control that Larry Fink talks about, controlling our behavior. If you're poor, they can control you.
So much money. They actually formed a commission to determine what they were going to do with the money, who they were going to give it to, and how much. Then in 1913, for reasons unknown to mankind, they established the income tax so that citizens, rather than foreign countries, would start paying the money necessary to run our government.
You just foreshadowed
that. Then in 1929, it all came to a very abrupt end with the Great Depression. And it would have never happened if they had stayed with the tariff policy.
Of course, to start off small, just the top 1% will be income taxed, and it'll be temporary. And here we are, 100-plus years later, still paying it, everybody now.
It was gone. It was too late. Nothing could have been done. It took years and years to get out of that depression, far longer than even FDR had that office right over there for a long period of time. The ramp system that's rather intricate was built because of him, and every time you walk up, you think of him, and he did a great job in many ways, but it lasted long beyond his terms, as you know. But it's not too late any longer, and we're going to start being smart, and we're going to start being very wealthy again. We're going to be wealthy as a country because they've taken so much of our wealth away from us.
Trump is the return of the social contract.
We truly can be very wealthy. We can be so much wealthier than any country. It's not even believable.
Or the goody-two-shoe populist right-wingers that just want to, you know, fight all day.
In the face of unrelenting economic warfare,
there's a good chance he's going to fail.
No longer continue.
And it's not going to be the left that stops this. It's going to be people saying Trump's not for real, ignoring the fact that in the main he's real and he's revolutionary. And
we can't do it anymore. We take care of countries all over the world.
It's also conservatives and populists that just think everything's okay and go to sleep. They're the worst.
They have to pay, and then
absolutely. Congress and the Senate need to be codifying everything that Trump is doing into law. They're not pulling their weight as far as I'm concerned.
Take care of our people first, and I'm sorry.
They all need to be getting behind Trump.
And today we're standing up for the American worker, and we are finally putting America first.
You know, he's actually making the economic argument. You know, before Trump, the only people that cared about economics were the socialists who would point out how bad everything is and go, we need a new system. No, the system that we had worked before it was corrupted and destroyed. And that's what we need to get back to.
Because they've been clawed, pivoting, and destroyed on purpose.
Deficit reached a record $1.2 trillion, which is unheard of. Since the beginning of NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made. It was a horror show. I was able to determine that they also would never be able to get it out. We had to get approval from Congress to get it terminated. We had to live with that deal. It was the worst trade deal ever made by far. But since the very beginning of NAFTA, our country lost 90,000 factories. Think of what that is, 90,000. Think about putting a map up and putting tax on it. You wouldn't have enough room. 90,000. I said, is that possible? We had it checked four different times, and it was actually somewhat higher than that. And 5 million manufacturing jobs were lost while racking up trade deficits of $19 trillion. That was the worst trade deal ever made. As a result of these gigantic losses, foreign nations now own $26 trillion more of American assets than American, think of this, than the Americans own of their own foreign assets or other foreign assets. The United States can no longer produce enough antibiotics to treat our sick. We have a tremendous problem. We have to go to foreign countries to treat our sick. If anything ever happened from a war standpoint, we wouldn't be able to do it. We import virtually all of our computers, phones, televisions, and electronics. We used to dominate the field, and now we import it all from different countries. A single shipyard in China now produces more ships every year than all of the American shipyards combined. Think of that. And it was a business that we used to dominate. We used to dominate it totally. In short, chronic trade deficits are no longer merely an economic problem. They're a national emergency that threatens our security and our very way of life. It's a very great threat to our country. And for these reasons, starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs on other nations. It's been a long time since we even thought of that. We used to think about it a lot. We didn't think about it for many decades, and you see what's happened. For nations that treat us badly, we will calculate the combined rate of all their tariffs, non-monetary barriers, and other forms of cheating. And because we are being very kind, we're kind people, very kind. You're not so kind when you got ripped off with your salaries. My auto worker friends and my Teamster friends and all of the unions that typically voted Democrat, they're not voting Democrat anymore because worker, whether union or non-worker, they're for the Republicans now. That's what happened. But we will charge them approximately half of what they are and have been charging us. So the tariffs will be not a full reciprocal. I could have done that, yes, but it would have been tough for a lot of countries who didn't want to do that. I'd like to see the chart if you have it. Could you bring it up, Howard? This is our great Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick. Thanks, Howard. So if you look at that, China, first row, China, 67%. That's tariffs charged to the USA, including currency manipulation and trade barriers. So 67%, I think you can for the most part see it, those with good eyes, with bad eyes. We didn't want to bring – it's very windy out here. We didn't want to bring out the big charts because it had no chance of standing. Fortunately, we came armed with a little smaller chart. So 67%, so we're going to be charging a discounted reciprocal tariff of 34%. I think – in other words, they charge us, we charge them, we charge them less. So how can anybody be upset? They will be because we never charge anybody anything. But now we're going to charge. European Union, they're very tough, very, very tough traders.
Okay, so we're going to have to go to a commercial break here in just a few seconds. We'll pick up this live broadcast on the other side. We're watching Donald Trump in the Rose Garden at the White House, really fulfilling his purpose, that he's his goals that he's been pursuing for the last 50 years. In fact, maybe I'll ask the crew to find some of the clips from Trump's interviews back in the 80s where he's talking about this exact thing, America being screwed over by our friends and our enemies, but even more so by our friends in some cases. This has been a very long road Trump has traveled down, and it's necessary for the revitalization of American commerce, economy, and for us just to continue to exist in the future and actually use our money to benefit ourselves rather than being robbed endlessly to benefit not only the small cadre of NGOs in this country that are receiving billions of their taxpayer dollars, but also funding all of the beautiful things you see being built in China right now. That's our money, but we don't get the benefit of it. Trump's turning that around. We'll rejoin on the other side after this short commercial break. Stay with us.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep. And a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
I have been so hot and heavy on the news the last few weeks that I have not come up. Yesterday, I didn't plug one time the whole show because I was just so focused and pissed off about what's going on, because we're winning, but the fight is so dangerous. This is the most intense part right now. And so please go to thealexshowstore.com. We have the Great Atomic Defense, the strongest, greatest, concentrated of all the known herbs and compounds to boost your immune system. Everybody should be on, especially this time of year, with the limited edition Trump 2024 Battle for the Republic coin. On one side, on the other side, the commemorative inauguration. There's a limited amount of those. About as of this morning, 1/4 of them are gone. There'll be no more made after that. This funds the operation. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. I'll encourage those that haven't gone to thealexshowstore.com to take action now. The supplements are the best you're going to find anywhere. Become a VIP member for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special sales, special discounts, special offers, and products only to members. Thealexshowstore.com.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver, because gold went over $3,000 an ounce. It's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Navigating the maze of mainstream narratives, Harrison Smith finds the hidden paths in the war room.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Owen Schroyer. Alex Jones here in studio with me. We're watching the address Trump is giving for Liberation Day in the Rose Garden at the White House. And he's presenting a chart showing the incredible levels of tariffs that American goods have been saddled with, and talking about the reciprocal tariffs he's now putting on some of these countries. So let's go back to this live
this broadcast. Off, and they understood it. Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. He was a fantastic man. He was unfortunately taken from us, assassination. But I went to him and I said, Shinzo, we have to do something. A trade is not fair. And he said, I know that. And he was a great gentleman. He was a fantastic man. But he understood immediately what I was talking about. I said, Shinzo, we have to do something. He said, I know that. And we worked out a deal, and it would have been a much better deal, but frankly, there were many years left in the deal that was made previous to my getting there, but it was something. If you look at Switzerland, 61% to 31%. Indonesia, Malaysia, Cambodia. Oh, look at Cambodia, 97%. We're going to bring it down to 49%. They made a fortune with the United States of America. United Kingdom, 10%. And we'll go 10%. So we'll do the same thing. South Africa, 60%, 30%. And they've got some bad things going on in South Africa. You know, we're paying them billions of dollars, and we cut the funding because a lot of bad things are happening in South Africa. The fake news ought to be looking at it. They don't want to report it.
I love he's doing that too.
Brazil,
now talk that he's,
10%, 10%,
he's going to lean on Ofcom, the UK censorship board, saying, hey,
so
you got to have free speech if you want to trade with
Pakistan,
America. 58%. Actually using American prosperity and power to,
Sri Lanka,
you know.
Yeah, well, that's the opposite of what BlackRock does.
Right. So what
and again, we've all been positioned by this. It gives us such power that right before we collapse, we grab back control. Now we dictate because they've all been screwing us so bad, they're totally dependent on us.
I think you better take it with you. It's not going to last very long.
Which I told Trump he should do 8+ years ago.
It's going to follow you.
Not saying you got it from me, but I explained all this.
I brought a hat just in case it got too windy, but would anybody like a hat?
You know, the bad guys were all listening on the phone.
I'm not giving it to a cabinet. I'm giving it to the auto workers.
Well, that's ever since the second administration started, it's like our shows are like setting policy. I know they're probably, it's not as direct as that, but I mean, it's uncanny how I'll say something in the morning, and by the afternoon, there's some statement from the Trump office. That's exactly what.
Well, no, they're people listen, but also once people get it,
it's just a line.
We're not telling them what to say. It's Chicago. They're seeing the same thing.
100%.
We just saw it before. Like, you walk outside and see your neighbor's house on fire, and you tell your wife about it. It's not that she can't see. She didn't know. She goes, oh, yeah, I see it on fire. It's not. So they say the same thing, because once you get it, what we're saying is how it actually works.
Yeah.
You know, just because the corporate media lies doesn't mean now, oh, everything else is a lie. The world's flat. You know, so there's that other whacked out thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But even to the extent that, you know, I'm talking about, oh, you know, Trump's been talking about this for 50 years. I say to the crew, hey, can you maybe look around, try to grab a clip? And they go, oh, actually, the Rapid Response 47 official Trump account just posted the exact video that I was thinking of. So there's certain, you know, mental alignment going on. Yeah.
We're going to treat them so good. But if they cheat, the repercussions are going to be extremely strong. Foreign nations will finally be asked to pay for the privilege of.
That's why they want these big shows like this off that get it, because we create synergy, and people are already thinking this, and then it creates an ecosystem.
Absolutely.
By the way, I mean, it was so obvious. He said in a month we'll release all these reports, and then we'll start taking action. He couldn't just do them then. He didn't know exactly what they were doing because of all the hidden tariffs. Now we just got reports and details on everything. And then another month we'll get action reports on what happened. This is like reporting to us. This is real competence.
Yeah, remember, you know, Trump made his...
No red shot, maybe?
Yeah, Trump made his billions building, you know, skyscrapers. That's not something that you do over a weekend, right? That's something you have to plan a decade out.
Absolutely. I think we got a document can't show. Maybe I can turn it that way. But let's go back to Trump, guys.
Reciprocal. This is not full reciprocal. This is kind reciprocal. But what we do is we cut it in half. We charge them. My answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then you build your product right here in America, because there is no tariff if you build your plant, your product in America. And we've seen companies coming in like we've never seen before. Likewise to all of the foreign presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, ambassadors, and everyone else who will soon be calling to ask for exemptions from these tariffs. I say, terminate your own tariffs, drop your barriers, don't manipulate your currencies. They manipulate their currencies like nobody can even believe. Which
this has a lot to do with America as the reserve currency and the challenges that we're facing there.
Dollars of American goods, tariffs give our country protection against those that would do us economic harm. And many people were looking to do us economic harm. Maybe not so obviously, but they were doing tremendous economic harm. But even more importantly, they will give us growth. These tariffs are going to give us growth like you haven't seen before. And it'll be something very special to watch. I am so looking forward. And, Brian, it's going to happen even faster than you said. You know, you might say, but it's already started. It's already started. Work's already begun on plants all around the country. And you see that it's before. These are big, rich companies. We have $61 billion started on a big plant going up. It's going to be announced over the next 2 days, and they already started work. Many of these biggest, the biggest companies in the world, they've committed to build, build, build. We're going to build, 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 sir. And they came here to see me, and they came, wanted to know if they could have a press conference. I do as many as I can. I'm pretty busy trying to stop Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East. We got to stop that. We got to stop the Houthis, which we're making tremendous. They like shooting ships down and out of the water, sinking ships. They get a kick out of it, but they're not getting such a kick out of it now, are they, Mr. Secretary?
All these things are deeply intertwined. Our activity in the Middle East has a lot to do with keeping the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. So we're trying to get off of that, not have to, you know, basically be supported entirely by military intervention overseas, and actually have, you know, manufacturing here at home to support our dollar. This is a long-term view attempting to stop the designed de-dollarization that was going on before Trump got into office again.
SoftBank, OpenAI, and Oracle, great, great companies, are investing $500 billion almost immediately. NVIDIA, a hot company, is investing hundreds of billions of dollars. They just announced TSMC, the biggest, most important company in the world of chips from Taiwan, with no investment from us, is investing $200 billion, and they said the reason was, number one, the election of November 5th, and number two, the tariffs. They don't want to pay the tariffs, and the way they're not paying it is to build their plant here. So we're going to go from almost no percentage. We used to have 100% of the chip market. Now it's all in Taiwan. Almost all of it's in Taiwan. A couple of other countries, but
that again is another
Taiwan.
Is another design designed on purpose aspect of globalism, where you intertwine countries' economies in order to stop them from going to war with each other. As Trump was pointing out, you can't go to war with China if they manufacture all your medicine. I mean, if they cut us off of medicine, you're going to have 100 million Americans either outright dying or literally going insane because they can't get the, you know, mental health medicine that they need. So that's all as an aspect of global
supertainment.
Right.
CGM, $20 billion. And then you have Merck and Clarios, Stellantis, General Motors, GE Aerospace, Honda, Nissan, Hyundai are all putting in billions and billions of dollars, and they're committed 100%. So. And we have never had, and this is after 2.5 months. This all took place as soon as we came out with what everybody wanted to do.
There was nothing ever preventing us from doing this. It was just a choice that our leadership made.
Lee Iacocca, a very respected automobile person, and he said, you know, because they're asking people, they try and get as many negative people as they can, but they can't find them too much. It's pretty hard to find in terms of what we're doing, especially when they see all this investment. They said, so tell me, what do you think of what Trump is doing from the automobile standpoint? He said, I can't believe it. Somebody is finally, he's an older guy, real pro, really top guy, with Lee Iacocca. He said, I never thought I'd see the day when this would happen, where somebody had the courage to go and do what has to be done. This is transforming our nation. Our entire nation is going to be transformed, not only with the cars, but on every single other item that's built. We're going to become an industrial powerhouse. And he said that so beautifully today. In fact, I'm going to find out. I'm going to get a tape. And, Bruce, I'm going to get that tape, and I'm going to send it to you out in Long Island, and you're going to play it for the people and all your union workers and your non-union workers out there. You got a pretty even split. But we have, so far, it looks like we're going to have about $6 trillion of investments, and you wouldn't do that in years in this country over the last number of years. $6 trillion, and that's going to be much higher by the end of the year. And think of what $6 trillion is. You wouldn't have even a small percentage of that under this other system. We're going to be an entirely different country, and it's going to be fantastic for the workers. It's going to be fantastic for everyone. There will never have been a transformation of a country like the transformation that's already happening in the United States of America. It's an incredible thing to watch, and it's incredible to meet with the top people, people
speaking
that you read
transformation,
about, very wealthy people.
When you support Patriot Media, when you buy Patriot products, you build an economy. I know everybody knows that, but the first thing the Clintons did when they got in office, the documents came out in their foundation, not the Global Foundation, the one in Little Rock, when Russian journalism sued them like 15 years ago and got them. The first meeting was not having conservatives or populists ever have their own economy. And they were like, we got to stop these newsletters, Ron Paul and these people that are making these movies, Clinton Chronicles. We got to have the IRS go after them because this is popular. And if we let these little things grow, it'll someday take over. Well, guess what it did, bitches? And so even though we haven't won all this yet, now they got Elon Musk to deal with everybody else, the general public waking up, all these other poppers getting elected. But in Europe now, oh, Le Pen, you're arrested. You're off the ballot. Oh, yeah, judge convicted you. Oh, yeah, Colleen Georgescu, Romania, you don't want war? You got elected? Now we arrest your ass. No, Bolsonaro, you're going to win? Arrest you off the ballot. They tried it with Trump. This is totalitarianism. As these big global corporations, the EU, China, are allied now directly against us. That was already going on behind the scenes. Now it's public, the alliance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you still have the average idiot leftist thinking, Elon Musk is a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi. What does that have to do with what's going on in the world today? But, you know, it's this World War II mentality. Even Charlie Manson, he was crazy but smart, in the 80s said everything's about World War II. Everyone's obsessed with World War II. And then everything going forward is World War II, and you're either the Nazis or you're the good guys. And Captain America and all this shit. I mean, I'm not saying Captain America's crap. I'm saying that, you know, the new Captain America saying, this isn't about America. It's all about, we're now the Nazis and the left are the allies. But that's why even talking about it gives it attention. You understand that the dialectic of that? It's even focusing on it. You know, 50,000 dead Palestinians. Okay, I'm sad. It's wrong. I don't even agree with it. Millions dead in Ukraine, the threatening the whole world, hundreds and hundreds of thousands dead a year from fentanyl. Nobody cares. The left's down there protesting for, you know, Trader Aguar, however you say it. 40-some of them arrested south of Austin, and they're up saying, let them go, KKK, let them go, KKK, ICE is KKK. I mean, it's all they got. I had Dale Comstock, great, famous Delta Force guy, really smart, tough. He's like, I just want to say I'm not a Nazi. People call me a Nazi. And I said, Dale, it's PSYOP. Don't even respond. I mean, who gives a shit if a leftist calls you a Nazi? Good God, people. Adolf Hitler's been dead for how long? It's a joke. Well, yeah, I mean, look, they turned World War II into such a big thing and made it about the, you know, who's good, who's bad. It's like Sandy Hook's this big giant thing. Maybe they'll have 1,000 years. They'll be having Sandy Hook memorials and saying, I killed the kids. I mean, yeah. If the left had their way, it's a new sacrament. Like you have the stages of the cross. We have the stages of leftist garbage. And George Floyd's one. And Alex Jones peeing on graves is another. Sorry, go back to Trump. I'm ranting.
I've been talking about it for 40 years. But because I saw what was happening 40 years ago. If you look at my old speeches when I was young, very handsome.
Oh, you talked about this.
Yeah. We'll show you the video when Trump's done talking here. We got a couple of these videos.
Television show, I'd be talking about how we were being ripped off by these countries. I mean, nothing changes very much. The only thing that changed were the countries, but nothing really changes.
His hair's a little bit wider now, but other than that.
That's why it's such an honor. It's such an honor.
He was looking pretty bad a few years ago, but
if you look at
he was already getting tougher before that. About 2 years ago, when they tried to kill him, though, he just gutted up. No. I'm the same way. I look like hell, not worse than Trump for my age. And I wasn't giving up consciously, but subconsciously, I just didn't give a shit anymore. I still cared, but I was just like, well. Then when they really tried to shut us down and do all this horrible stuff to my family in Alaska, I said, that's it. That you want me to fail?
If they just learned to leave us alone, I mean, we would have been over 2 months ago would have been the last day Trump was president. He would have gone home, but they had to screw him over. They had to steal the 2020 election. They had to try to kill him.
By the way, he told Roger.
Now they get it.
When they stole it, kicked him out 4 years ago, he goes, no, I'm done. And then they came after him still, and he said, all right. And he was almost, and then he wasn't going to do it. But then he saw them screwing America over so bad, and his wife said, you got to do it.
Yeah.
And the media acts like Melania. No, she was like, you got it. She told him 9 years, almost 10 years ago, the first time, do it.
Yeah. Oh, they would have been divorced if she wasn't supportive. I mean, you got to have a woman who has your back to go through what Trump has gone through with Melania.
But they always say, oh, Trump and Elon are fighting. It's all bullshit.
It's all, yeah. They're very good at driving wedges between people.
Here, let's go back to Trump. I'm going to shut up. Here it is.
Because this will be an entirely different country in a short period of time. It'll be something the whole world will be talking about. The critics made the very tired predictions earlier this year, but in February, core inflation dropped to the lowest rate in 4 years. And the price of eggs, as you know, just in a couple
right.
of, in a month and a half.
They stopped talking about the price of eggs, didn't they?
We were there for
4 weeks. I said it, too. I said they'll be interested in the price of eggs for about 3 weeks.
And the first week.
They didn't care until Trump was in office. They started to care.
They said eggs have gone up at like 250% and you can't get eggs. And they were going crazy. And I said, I just got here. And then we got to work on eggs. And we got to work on everything in our grape.
They stopped killing the chickens,
right?
With a made-up bird flu.
She did a fantastic job.
They killed 200 million of them right before we got in.
Yep.
So they could run around and bitch about eggs. Hey, let's blame them for the eggs. Kill all the chickens.
Seriously. They're like, let Americans starve and spend all their money on eggs just so we can have a talking point against Trump.
Plastic eggs. I said, we don't want to do that. We want to. And you really came through. It's an amazing job. Thank you very much, Brooke. You did great. But likewise, an old-fashioned term that we use, groceries. I used it in the campaign. It's such an old-fashioned term, but a beautiful term, groceries. It sort of says a bag with different things in it. Groceries went through the roof, and I campaigned on that. I talked about the word groceries for a lot, and energy costs now are down. Groceries are down. Gasoline is way under $3, and people are beginning to be able to buy things and live again. We brought prices way down. We created 10,000 already in a few weeks, new manufacturing jobs.
Trump is great, but his job is easy. If people get out of the way, he's taking the boot off the neck. Again, deliberate, folks, on record.
We had virtually no inflation for 4 years.
Guys, with the industry the world already has, everybody should be working 2 days a week and laying around. They create all this red tape to keep you busy and make you give up. Understand that?
The highest inflation.
We did. We did a long report on American Journal. It's actually the thing my dad did with ChatGPT, getting it to calculate the actual money that's taken out of American taxpayer wallets from taxes, and it's upwards of 70%. So I mean, you're working 3 out of 4 days, 3 out of 5 days a week.
And blue collar people are paying the highest percent because they don't make as much.
Right.
Again, they're making less, so even though it looks like a smaller percent, it doesn't matter because of their actual total income. It's still bigger.
Right.
Because, again, if you're only making $50,000 a year and they're only taking, you know, 50% one way or another, yeah, but somebody that's making 3 times more, sure, they're paying 45, 60, 70, but they still get more because it's more money.
So they're getting more taxpayer dollars, but it's just, you know, when we talk about working 2 days a week, well, we really only do work 2 days a week for us. The other 3 days we're working to pay for USAID and the wars overseas and all the nonsense they put us through.
Yeah.
Gangs, they kill people, they don't even think about it, and we put them out, and we have judges now, radical left judges that want to. They don't want them to go out. They want them to even be brought back. Let's bring them back. You've done a fantastic job, and please thank everybody. Homeland Security, thank everybody. Appreciate it.
He didn't even know they arrested 40-something of them in a huge drug lab. So
and
awesome.
We now have a border that's the best border that we've ever had, even better than it was my first term. My first term we did good, but this one we really specialized.
That's right. They got the 94% really contained under him. It took him 3 years. This time they did a 95% in like 60 days.
It's insane. I saw one thing. It was like this sector had one crossing in February. I mean, they went from thousands to one.
Well, it's because they're cutting the money off.
Right. It's just a choice. It's literally a choice.
I mean, look. I'm not comparing the people coming across to mice. I'm just saying, if you stop putting cheese out on the floor, the mice stop coming.
Exactly. Well, if you stop bringing in boxes of mice from the mice homeland and pouring them into your living room, yeah, they end up not being there anymore.
Non-union people and everybody else, but we need people, and the farmers. And we're going to let people come in, but they want to come in. We want them to come in legally. They have to have the capability of loving our country, not people that hate our country. We don't want them in our country.
And this is where
and
the
now
Nazis
we're going
get
to
mad.
Pass the
Trump always said if we actually need workers, we'll bring them in seasonally
history,
and stuff.
And that's
what Musk said. So you can even say that's too much. Maybe we need a total moratorium.
So,
that's fine
Social
with me, too.
Security,
I'm just saying
Medicare
this isn't a flip-flop.
Medicaid benefits, sure. And the Democrats will because if they got in, the entire economy would collapse. This country was heading for a collapse under the people that you saw. They were horrible. I think one of the reasons people like the job, I have my highest approval ratings because I think they're comparing me to the worst administration in the history of our country.
But I just said, it's not that he's that good. He is, though. It's that they're that bad.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and Senate Majority Leader. Appreciate it, Mike. John Thune have been fantastic, by the way. But they've been working tirelessly on taking the next step to pass the plan for our One Big Beautiful Bill. I'd like to name it that if you can. One Big Beautiful. I made that statement about 6 months ago, and everybody calls it One Big Beautiful Bill. And it will be that. It'll have everything, the big tax cuts and every incentive there is. And it'll be fantastic. And by the way, for the cars, we're asking for an interest deduction on a loan. So if you build the car, only in America we do it, Brian. If the car's not built in America, you don't get the interest rate deduction.
Thank you.
But if you build the car in America, if you buy a car, if it's built in America, then you get an interest rate deduction, tax deduction.
Incentivized growth.
It's a big thing. It's going to be a big thing. I think that's going to pay for itself very quickly, that deduction. Never happened. We've never had anything like that before. Somebody said, where do you get the idea? Because it's so basic. You would think that would have happened a long time ago. It never did, and I'm very happy it didn't, because now I can say that was my idea. But we're going to get us closer to the debt extension. We have to get the debt
That's
extension.
That's a great idea,
passed,
right off all the loan
sharking.
I know you're going
to do that, Mike, yeah. And it's very
important. The loan sharking
to
stop
that.
You, some people write it
and
off.
And all of the other things that the Senate budget plan gives us, along with working, because I know they're working together, John and Mike, and the two bills are going very well together. We need to get our shared priorities done, including certain permanent tax cuts. We want the tax cuts to be permanent, spending cuts, energy, and historic investments in defense,
guys,
border.
Guys, I was going to say this right here. We had intended to do a stream an hour on my streams. I think we're going to just have the whole show be the War Room now, so that my show from 11 a.m. doesn't start relooping, though it was a very powerful broadcast. If you missed it, we had some stream issues earlier, but if anybody has any problems, just go to Real Hawk Show and you'll find backup streams to the show. If this flips over in a minute to the start of my show and you want to keep watching this, just go to Real Alex Jones or the InfoWars on X, and you'll see the InfoWars and the Alex Jones network feeds that have, you know, the whole network feed. You'll be able to get the last 2 hours of the War Room here. And please remember this great crew putting up with me and all the rest of it, because I'm always in war mode. And everybody's funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have the very best. It's the best I've taken. It's medical grade. It's way better than anything I ever took personally. It was supposedly other USP grade. I think they water it down or something and still call it USP. I don't know. This is way stronger. And it take hours to go into what it does, but we have it in stock right now. It's selling out quickly. They're having shortages of the real stuff. Most of the other stuff's crap out there. Still works great. But this works even better. Get your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget the Irish CMOS. Don't forget the Shilajit. Don't forget the Ultimate Turmeric. It is the strongest turmeric out there. All at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the best designs. And you're funding the Second American Revolution. And tomorrow we're going to have major breaking news on the criminal activities against us by the deep state and some of the law firms already sanctioned by Trump. And we expect that to get opened back up again, because this is just serious mafia style tactics, in my opinion, that they can do it to us. They can do it to everybody. And so this is really affects everybody. So look for that 11 a.m. tomorrow. But you'll be hosting your own show 8 a.m. The American Journal, Harris Smith, and more. So stay with us. I believe, I just wasn't sure, that on this stream at Real Alex Jones, you will still keep seeing us. But if you're watching it in 2 minutes, you see me this morning, 11 a.m., just go to Real Alex Jones, and you'll see the InfoWars feed. And if you see Harrison up there, and myself, with the serial killer sunglasses.
My wife likes them. What can I say?
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are.
And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the War Room is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Owen Schroyer today. Whit Lyman on X just posted the signs that Trump was holding up. It was hard to get a good view of those. We can go through some of those later. Alex Jones is joining me in studio. We're continuing to watch this live broadcast of the Liberation Day statement from Donald Trump. And he clearly is having a very good time. He clearly, I mean, this is the culmination of...
Trump's very happy. This is his agenda. To be the turnaround guy that saves America and then stabilizes the world, because the globalists are destroying all these other countries. The ultra-rich are using these one-sided trade deals between the countries that they control through their globalist networks to literally consolidate power and buy everything up for social control. So they don't want wealth for enjoyment and everything. They want it for control.
It's all about control.
That's why he said we're declaring independence from their economic slave system.
Yep.
He said that, and it's true.
And there's so many people, the socialists out there will bring everything back to, they're just trying to make money. These greedy capitalists making money. No, they're willing to lose money if it means that they can have more control over you. Money is a tool they use to get control. Money is not the end purpose.
And Musk explains, I'm losing a bunch of money doing this, but if we blow the planet up or everything collapses, my money's worth nothing. So yeah, I am doing it for money, but not that secondary. How about my kids have a civilization?
Absolutely.
Again, you could have $80 trillion in a bank account. If there's a nuclear war, it's not worth anything.
Yeah, or you could make a good Hollywood movie with, you know, classic morals, and it would do really well. They would rather make this woke trash lose $100 million like on Snow White because it's about pushing the mindset. It's about pushing the indoctrination using the industry, not actually making money off.
Yeah, they're ideologues.
Right. And they're collapsing Europe on purpose, by design, extremely rapidly. They want to do it here. Trump is stopping them. So let's go back to Trump in the Rose Garden here.
We're approaching our 100th day as president and have been given credit by a lot of people, actually, even some of the fake news. Can you believe it? Which in this case, hopefully, isn't fake, for having done more in that time than any other administration in the history of our country. In the first 100 days, I think we've had an amazing
in terms of
what we've done, yeah, what we've gotten accomplished. Like to see if we can get that war ended and another war from not starting in the Middle East. We have to get Russia. They're losing 2,000 on average, 2,500 people a day, young people, soldiers, Russian. Think of that. 2,500 through some days, but on average, probably over about a one-week period, it's 2,712, they say. They're losing those soldiers. They're dying. They're being decimated. And they're not from our country, but they're from other countries. But they're human beings. They're from Russia. They're from Ukraine in this period, most of them. And we're going to get it stopped.
And the left loves war so much they're burning down Tesla dealerships and Republican headquarters because we don't want nuclear war. And then the holier than thou right wingers are like, you know, oh God, Trump's a traitor. You're just groveling to him. You get money for that. No, all I get is lawsuits and attack and hell and everybody getting swatted and everything.
Remember today, it's going to be a free nation that we're dealing with. We're going to have a very free and beautiful nation. It's going to be Liberation Day in America, and it's going to be a day that hopefully you're going to look back in years to come and you're going to say, you know, he was right. This has turned out to be one of the most important days in the history of our country. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, there's clips of this everywhere on X where he goes through all those great points. But the biggest thing is And I made this point briefly today, and I don't make these points on my own show. I don't make these points and go, look, I'm so smart. I'm trying to explain to people. I know how Trump operates. I've studied these different groups. And everybody's like, we don't know the uncertainty, the markets. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. He's already said 25% would be on the cards at this point if they hadn't made deals. He already said reciprocal if they don't make a deal, and most of them didn't. So now they go in tonight at midnight when he signed the original reciprocal tariffs executive order. It was, we were already studying, he said. We've already got a lot together, but we're going to have reports for you in a month, and that'll be the blueprint going forward. And then as we learn more, we'll augment, we'll change. We're going to find the hidden stuff. And now he's given these big reports with all the details and links to it. And that's just phase one now of execution. And so it's exactly what we said was going to happen.
Things are about to change. We'll be right back.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The command center in the battle for clarity and truth. Harrison Smith invites you to the war room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Owen Schroer today.
Owen is at home taking care of his turtle.
Is that what he's doing?
He said, I need a little turtle time.
Oh, turtle time. It's a personal day to take care of his turtle. Maybe he fixed his tooth. I heard rumors about the tooth. I don't know. I don't ask questions. I do what I'm told. They said host the War Room. I say yes, sir.
That's a joke. Yeah, he's dealing with his tooth. Got knocked out playing basketball.
Well, again, or was this the...
I don't know.
This has happened a few times to Owen. All right, well, you know, we got this video. You guys pull in this video, the crew, Rapid Response 47. So, you know, we're totally aligned here. I was thinking about this exact clip, and the Rapid Response 47 X account tweeted it out right when I actually mentioned it. President Trump has been calling attention to the disaster, falsely marketed as free trade for decades. In reality, foreign countries have gotten rich at the expense of the American worker. So this is a video, must be at least the... or like at the latest of the early 90s, maybe late 80s. But here's Donald Trump laying out, you know, the framework for what he is now fulfilling 40 plus years later. Let's watch.
And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Albert. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here. They sell their cars, their VCRs. They knock the hell out of our companies. And, hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
How different would this country be if he'd been elected president back then?
Well, watching that, I'm going to go burn down a Tesla place.
He's clearly a Nazi. I mean,
yeah, I mean, this is sick.
Yeah, no, it's this is what conservatives, I think, have been missing. There was a trend for a while. It sort of went away, but you still see them every once in a while. Videos usually of young women in cars crying and saying, I work 12 hours a day. I don't have any time for anything. I can hardly afford, you know, there's a video that just went viral of a woman saying, I can't even afford rent. I'm having to live in my car now. And people post this and conservatives go on and go, look at these whiners. They just need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But on the other hand, you've got socialists and communists going, yeah, you're right. This is bad. This system has screwed you over. Come with us and we'll make you rich and we'll, you know, fix this system. We have to be making the argument that,
and of course, it's a total trap and they know it.
Well, right.
And then what about the new? Oh, it's not new. All these women saying you're not getting sex, white man. And it's literally like some purple haired 400 pound woman that, you know, I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot, million-foot pole. I mean, just, it's disgusting. And they think they got this valuable thing. I mean, it is bizarre, man.
It's bizarre. Well, it's the same people who are constantly protesting in favor of abortion because, you know, they got to have something to hang their hat on. But, you have to make the argument that communism is not – socialism is not the only answer to economic woes. The economic pain that people are feeling is real, and the problem is the socialism.
Look, communism on record was when the serfs were being freed in Russia and Austro-Hungarian Empire and everywhere. And literally a bunch of the ultra-rich created it as a way to con serfs back into slavery. Mm. So from the beginning, it's been a cold-blooded exploitive thing.
Yeah.
And it comes right out of the Jacobins, the French Revolution.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and I always think about
this. It's been a con from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always think about this book set in the 30s in Italy where there was communists and sort of fascists, you know, fighting back and forth in the streets. And the narrator of the book is going, you know, we're in this system where these people are peasants and they're going to remain peasants. Here come the communists that actually, you know, say, hey, we're going to rise you up from the mud. We're going to bring you up. And the narrator says, you know, the communists are the only ones speaking to these people or who have a solution. Except for America. You know, America's the other option. America was the place you could go, and if you were a peasant from Italy.
They could see it was working, and that was a counterbalance. Exactly. But Mussolini was a communist, and it was the up. And then he became a socialist, and then he became a fascist. But because they were like to the Italians, okay, you can have communism or socialism, and that's what we had kind of with the Republicans and the Democrats the last few decades was that it's a false, it's a lie.
Right.
Socialism always leads into communism. Look at Europe being socialist overall. And now what is it? Pure totalitarian.
Yeah.
And they want a war because a communist system has to have a war to prop itself up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, making the argument that, like, this is the way to prosperity. You don't tax your way to prosperity. You don't socialize or communize.
No, we don't do like Van der Leyen wants. I mean, they say we have a 20 to 30 year plan for war. And once Russia collapses, we're going to take its resources and break it in five parts. I mean, they've said that the deputy head like 5 weeks ago of the unelected EU commission. Her name is under Van der Leyen. It's one other woman. They're like, oh, Von Rupi. They know he's an old Nazi. So put these in. And they're literally up there, and she's like, our business plan is taking over Russia and breaking them in five parts, and we're going to take all their resources.
Yeah.
I mean, and literally, this woman, I guarantee you, couldn't fight her way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah.
And that's when you got a problem.
Yeah. Well, and
I am the head of the unelected commission. We're going to crush Russia quite easily and take what they have. And you're just like, what?
Yeah, no, they're completely insane. This is just from my Europe stack. Germany loses 120,000 manufacturing employees in just 1 year. Drastic drop from 2024 to 2025. 120,000 positions destroyed, mostly because of the energy costs, because of their
she's on the unelected commission. Look at her. It's another know-it-all. Again, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just look at this woman.
No, I know. No, these people, they're terrible. I mean, they're literally destroying their entire continent on purpose. Germany also just, I have the story somewhere here. They just...
But I mean, obviously, when you're going to try to take somebody over and break them up, you don't tell them.
You would think not.
I mean, you know, but...
Well, war strategy might not be her...
But it actually... Remember, like 7 years ago, when he still talked, Soros went on a bunch of shows, including CNN, said, well, I'm actually the czar of Russia, so we're going to break it up. Yes, it's to antagonize them.
Right.
So the insanity is antagonizing them because you think, you know, they think they're going to keep Russia in a long war to wear them out like the Cold War.
Yeah.
But the difference is they had a bankrupt communist system that they're not now. They understand it's about family and defeating the globalists, and it's about not having their sons' dicks cut off. So they're getting stronger. The West is getting weaker. It has to stop.
Yeah. And, you know, when Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin, Putin would say, you know, he would talk to U.S. presidents and say, hey, you know, why aren't we treated like any other European country? We're not communist anymore. We took care of all that. Why don't you welcome us into the family of nations? And the presidents would say, yeah, you know, you're right. What a great idea. We should welcome Russia in. And then the men in gray suits would come and say, no, we're not doing anything like that. No rapprochement with Russia. No bringing them in, knowing that they wanted this enemy to eventually start a war with. Russia could have just been swept into Europe and everybody could have been a big happy family. They kept Russia out on purpose because they knew that they needed an enemy to go to war against eventually.
Well, and they want to look, it's got double the resources of Africa.
Oh,
Africa is the next big one.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, it's true that if Russia came into the West, they got so much wealth, they would become a new America, like they would become super dominant. Just like that's why the Carnegie Endowment wanted to make us communists in the 20s and 30s. And it was open on the news then, you know, and merge us because that was the global domination strategy was communism with the U.S. and Russia because the geography and the IQs and the industrial base that, I mean, imagine if the U.S. and Russia were patriots and were allied, it's game over. I mean, because the, just the geography alone and then the weapons and the resources, that's the alliance.
Yeah.
That's why it's the alliance you can't have. But see, China double crossed. The globalists in the last 15 years, they were supposed to only have industrial, never even move into the South China Sea. Well, they started 20 years ago not doing that.
Right.
And 15, you know, the split happens. So you have the China pivot, but it was still not really standing up to them. And then it got so bad and the U.S. was in so much trouble. The EU about 7-8 years ago started moving into China with their investment. China started basically just taking it over now. It's happening. And then the U.S. wasn't projecting any power into that because we were being deindustrialized as well as part of that globalist model. But the Chinese broke the globalist model, so now they're going to have the weapons and the industry. So then the smarter globalists go, oh, we can't do that. Well, then in come the American super patriots who said it was bad the whole time. And by the way, we still control the international system, so we'll just pull the rug out from under all of you. And so now it's the EU, the UK is trying to act like they're on both sides. They're not. And communist China, this is in the mainline policy reports, they all say this. Like, you go read what the EU and the Chinese are saying. So the new alliance is China and the EU, and with the Commonwealth UK is like, well, we can't trust China, but we don't want to get rid of the globalist system. And so they're kind of on the fence. Well, you join our Commonwealth, and then we'll bat, you know, all this crap. Because the old order's gone. Because the globalists in their own model was supposed to redistribute some wealth and at least get people under control and stop weapon proliferation for the excuse for global government. But they all cheated each other. And of course, and just like Hitler and Stalin divide Poland and then turn on each other. So it's there's no honor amongst thieves.
Yeah.
So they're done. See, the left needs to understand that because they all just get their talking point and mindlessly move forward. The loved ones don't. If they think, I got a college degree, I'm really smart, when you don't learn anything there, you actually go read policy reports and study for decades, then you know this. It's over, dumbasses. Okay? All there is China dominating everything and all this domestic tyranny, and we're all poor and it sucks. Allied with like bureaucrats in the EU and you know, all this race baiting stuff to divide and control us and literal eating bugs, dummies.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the good scenario. Okay, with the EU and all them trying to fight Russia, it's a disaster. Because let me tell you, they all claim this global government's coordinated. It's only coordinated in systems of vaccine passports and social credit scores and these governments and elites wanting corrupt systems, but they're all fighting over who gets the systems. See, they all want the ring, so they don't destroy the ring. You understand?
Mm.
So it's back to that. We need to throw it in the volcano.
Right. Well, and
get rid of it.
And it seems
no more global domination, no more.
The one thing that could save their system would be a world war. I mean, it seems like that's why
they're so desperate
to start the war, is because they're watching the power slip from their fingers. They're watching their machines crush, you know, fall apart.
Remember the unelected head of the EU, Von Rompuy? I mean, I used to love him. I hate his guts, but he was always drunk.
Mm.
He's like Saxe Coburg Gotha royalty of Europe. He if you look at him, I think he's dead now, owns Luxembourg.
Right, right.
Okay. And he said, like, I say 10 years, 12, 14 years ago, a couple countries were trying to vote their way out of the EU. He says, that'll just be war if you do that. We go to war with Russia.
Right, right.
And he's like drunk on TV. You do that, we blow you up, war. I mean, they already have that plan.
Yeah.
Europe starts to fall apart. People try to vote out of it. We go to war with Russia.
Yeah.
And while they're encircling them.
Yeah, well, Germany just put, you know, permanently stationed troops for the first time since World War II on the border with Russia. 5,000 troops, first time in 60 years. Just happened today. So, I mean, they're very clearly serious.
Oh, they get the national draft. All bunch of countries just instituted the draft of women.
Yeah. No, they're serious about wanting to go to war, and they're doing everything they can to you know, continue the Ukraine war and have it expand as desperately as possible, and everything points to that. Well, meanwhile, every single day there's another headline about another stabbing somewhere in Europe. Today it was
another. It's like 10 a day.
It's insane.
But remember, history does repeat.
Yeah.
So what does Europe do when it's in trouble? It goes and attacks Russia.
Yeah, and it
it's like suicide by cop.
Yeah.
Said it's suicide by Russia.
It's literally Napoleon, Hitler. They were all undone by trying to, invade Russia. Maybe they've learned their lesson and they'll just do airstrikes now. But Russia is, well, they called Afghanistan the graveyard of empires, right? But Russia is the graveyard of tyrants in a lot of cases.
They got supersonic missiles with nukes on them. It's like, oh my God, I don't know, man. Yeah, there's an expiration date on civilizations. And if we don't bypass this, because again, the globalists want to have a collapse so they can bypass it, but they're the ones causing the most volatile collapse. So we've got to bypass these cycles through culture and education through Christ. That's what this is. We have to bypass these collapse cycles. Mm. And we're in one right now with the biggest population ever and all these weapons everywhere. I liken it to a bunch of monkeys on PCP with flamethrowers in a firework factory. It's not going to go well.
Yeah, and especially when the monkeys are suicidal, because clearly...
Yeah, now let's put transgender lunatics in charge of nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Remember the guy running around stealing all the baggage? He was over the nuclear stockpile of spent fuel?
Yeah. Was he the one that liked to dress up like a dog, or was that a...
Yeah, well, they're all like that, but the point is... I mean, this is dangerous.
No, it's incredibly dangerous. But the good news is we won the election. Trump is actually trying to set things right. Putin envoys visiting Washington for the first time for talks since 2022, since the Ukraine invasion. So for the entire time, Biden didn't even have a line to Russia to try to bring about.
Yeah, but I don't care if France and UK are now sending troops directly to fight the Russians, because I want to talk about Israel.
Well, there's trouble brewing there, too.
No, I'm being serious. This Iran thing. Trump said he doesn't want the Iran war. I don't want Netanyahu dragging us into this with Iran.
Yeah.
But the problem is Iran does keep encircling Israel, and they're just – I don't like Israel's leadership, and I don't like Iran's leadership. I like the people of Israel. I like the Palestinian people. I like the people of Persia. But God Almighty, what's wrong with these Middle Easterners?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think – I mean, that you talk about backstabbing, double-dealing – and I'm talking about Israel, too. Like, what the hell is wrong with the Middle East?
Yeah, no, it's completely insane. And, Iran has these underground cities full of ballistic missiles. I mean, as far as the eye can see, miles and miles of ballistic missiles. And the Trump administration sort of switched up the negotiation where they were talking about – I mean, they always talk about the nuclear program, but we're actually asking Iran to get rid of their ballistic missile program, which is just a total non-starter. So,
you know why, Harrison.
Why?
I mean, you know why.
I don't know why.
I'm not saying that they should do it. I mean, I see people. Well, how long has Netanyahu been saying they're 2 weeks away from a nuke?
Oh, yeah, 20 years or something.
Since 9/11. Yeah. 23 years, 24 years. Well, I happen to know, and when I have, like General Flynn on and stuff, you see him nodding his head, he can't tell you secret stuff. Iran has had atomic bombs for at least 15 years.
Mm.
So they do have them. So Saudi Arabia's got nukes. Pakistan has nukes. India has nukes. South Africa has nukes. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So the point, a bunch, basically, anybody, they're easy to make, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when people over the nuclear stockpile are, stealing people's luggage. So this is all going on. So remember when Iran the last few years keeps hitting Israeli bases with ballistic missiles,
mm-hmm.
and then there's not even a munition in them. It just falls and blows a hole in the tarmac, and they right. go, or it hits the Mossad headquarters, and the people go, well, that's done. Their missile's not that dang. That is a demonstration of piercing their anti-missile defense Iron Dome system.
Yeah.
So remember when Putin rained down that missile on those warehouses?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I don't, 30 minutes before he did it, I said, that is a test of a new type of ballistic missile, intermediate range, super hypersonic that evaded the anti-missile defense systems they've got all over the place there. Yeah. And you notice it rains down like, looks like 8 or 9 different missiles. And each one punched a hole with a small, comparatively, conventional explosive blowing up each warehouse with a perfect hole in the top of each warehouse.
Yeah.
Now, what is the point of that?
That they could have nukes on
it. Yeah, and then you detonate at 2,000 feet.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a nuke go in and then an explosion goes, that doesn't damage anything. Plus, it causes a lot of radioactive isotope stuff. When a hydrogen bomb detonates in soil, all the different isotopes and things that are there, all metals there, cause long-term radiation. So ground detonations are like Fukushima's, each one, okay? Right. I mean, if you hit a cobalt factory with a 20 megaton bomb, it'd kill all surface of the earth, okay?
Right.
I mean, for 5 billion years or whatever. Okay, so they airburst these things. So they come in, you know, 5,000 feet, big ones 5,000 feet, but smaller ones 1,000 feet, and then they go. So you get the blast and the heat, but none of the chain reaction reacting with what's in the ground.
Right.
I mean, if you hit with a, let's say, a 30 megaton bomb, a standard skyscraper, I mean, it would be infinitely worse than Fukushima. You understand? Because reaction. So. When they hit all those buildings, they said, look, the missile's not that strong. It was the military, I meant, with like precision targeting of a Mach 15, Mach 16, intermediate ballistic missile that goes up super fast, it comes down super, you know, quick, and they couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
The Iranians have got missiles that they're able to hit them with from Yemen, even closer, and they can't stop them.
Yeah.
So Iran has said, we have nuclear weapons, we can now destroy you. And Israel has way more advanced and more, but it doesn't matter at that point.
Right.
So that's why Trump's really concerned.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, that's what.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
So when they say give up your ballistic missiles, they can't say you've got nukes because the Iranians won't say they got it.
Right. Well,
I don't know why they're not like North Korea and just say they got it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I know Trump's negotiation tactics. I know he likes to play hardball with people, but I'm worried, you know. So, you know, he clearly doesn't want war with Iran. I think
you understand the people running Israel are extremely inbred, have very high IQs, but it's mental illness.
Yeah.
The Shiite leadership are all intermarried, the men and women from Muhammad. They are even crazier.
Yeah.
So I'm serious. The Israeli leadership are completely out of their fucking minds, and so are the Iranians.
Yeah.
So it just these people are just out of their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's an issue.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And I can see Trump, you know, wanting to be the one to, like, end this conflict that's been going on for so long. I just worry that, you know, we're being set up for another Pearl Harbor or something. I mean, Iran just said they would go after Diego Garcia, which is where all of our B-52 bombers are.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm concerned Israel is going to – I said that with because I'm busy covering up for Israel always. I said that with Del Comstock, former high-level Delta Force. He nodded his head.
Yeah.
You know, so my issue is – with the whole Israel thing, I remember being on the air like 29 years ago or so. I'd go to a conference to speak. You know, and like they'd have some newspaper editor from, you know, the Spotlight or, you know, some other magazine. And I'd be at the dinner table after the thing. They'd walk over and go, I hear you work for the Jews. And I had like nothing, you know, and nothing against Jews in general. I had nothing to do with it. I was like, no, I'm not really a, I heard you're a Jew. And I'm like, well, actually, my wife's grandmother was, but she's a Christian. And her dad, your dad is. Like, that's right. We knew it. You're a Jew. And I'm just like, and my issue is I've always been critical of Israel. So they always find these old videos and go, he used to be the good Alex.
Right.
And then like I'm saying the same stuff every day forever. And they just don't show up because I don't hate Jews down the street or say Jews the only source of evil. I mean, I hear these statements of people saying, this new golden era will be here just once all the Jews are gone. And it's the biggest cop-out, folks. It's crazy.
It is.
And then people don't understand the dialectic of this. Israel, here's one microcosm. In the 50s, in 40s, 50s, after World War II, declassified, blew up Jews all over the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Spain, and would blame it on local groups. And later it went, ha, 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 we did that because we wanted Jews to move here. So the most abusive people to Jews are the cult and the different cults that run it, like any other group, folks, like the feminists. You know, we're sending emails to what's her name? I'm having one of those moments. Paul Watson discovered we first had her on, Candace Owens.
Mm.
And then she found out they were doing this to get her deeper in the cult that were protecting you from the white supremacists.
Right.
They were the ones posing at it. Like the ADL got caught over and over again funding white supremacist groups. The white supremacist Elohim City was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
That bombed Oklahoma City, folks. So, I mean, I know that, you know, Jussie Smollett, the Jewish center's getting attacked, and most of the time they catch the Jewish guy doing it. So if Jewish groups attack themselves to get attention and get all the Jews behind them who don't know, don't you get on the big picture only obsessing over Jews and having a litmus test on Jews with people? Because I don't address this here and there because it gets me it hurts me that there are people I know being paid to go out and just push this, and they're being paid by Southern Poverty Law Center and others. We know this. So they've been caught. I want people to get the 35,000-foot view here and really transcend this, where we just oppose the policies of everybody. And the BlackRock's run by Larry Fink is Jewish? Great. I'm not going to attack him for that. I'm going to say he's evil and bad. Oh, Albert Bourla is Jewish? Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to attack him for that. He's just evil and bad. He's been put in prison. See how it works? I just oppose the policy. Everybody supports me.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed in front of the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver. Because gold went over $3,000 an ounce, it's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level. Where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow. It's very simple. We need the money to keep this going right now. I mean, last week. So here's what we got. We got Survival Shield X2, the best, greatest pure iodine out there. We pioneered this. It's incredible. Every electrochemical activity of the body, you need it. It's amazing. Brainforce Ultra, a fan favorite, great, clean, nootropic. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there, amazing. Vitamin C with zinc, very strong. The Last Pauling Formula, 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C, rose hips, zinc, Vaso Beats, the nitric oxide, that's like nitric boost, great for your heart, cardiovascular, cleans out your blood. Ultra 12, purest, highest quality, grade B12. Pain MD is an amazing natural pain relief formula. It is excellent. Also, The Great Awakening, my best-selling number one New York Times bestseller. But they wouldn't say that. It was a big scandal. The InfoWars Gold Collectible Art Card, there's some of those, and that's what's there. I mean, we are wrecking it, but less than 0.1% of her buy anything. If you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com, we will be able to keep fighting.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
InfoWars.com/show.
The War Room with Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. Alex Jones in studio with me, talking about the mad drive towards World War III over Ukraine, Iran, Taiwan being surrounded by Chinese warships. just happened yesterday, 19 massive warships. And it's crazy how China is just like, oh, yeah, this is for when we invade. We're planning on invading. We're going to surround and take Taiwan. We're just practicing for now. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this, because it's every month or so for years. They're doing these practice runs for taking over Taiwan. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. It's bizarre. But, you know, once World War III kicks off, it's going to be these three hot spots.
Meanwhile, this morning I got up to see the incredible HD footage of the first human orbit of the poles. Well, why the night before? Because all the populations are below and above the equator, and communication satellites see continuous coverage. There's no reason to have one go around that way, because there's not much, you know, on a path this way. You got to go that way. And then they're like, that's all fake. It's flat. And again, this is people that have limited knowledge, who know they're being lied to about other stuff, so they don't even understand that I have sat there with telescopes personally and watched Jupiter, when I'm out there 3 or 4 hours, turn by degrees with my own eyeballs, looking down a non-digital eyepiece, you know, magnifier. I would love, though, they ought to take Eddie Bravo. This, I love Eddie. He's smart in many ways, but they'll take Eddie Bravo up in one of these, and he can look out the window for himself. He'd probably think, no, this is a CGI fake window.
He tried to get out.
Like a spacewalking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll just like put him in an atmosphere.
Well, that happened. One of the really big flat earthers took a trip to Antarctica and saw the 24-hour sun and made a video going, guys, there's a 24-hour sun in Antarctica. I witnessed it with my own eyes. I was just talking about this with Reese, our editor on American Journal, going, you know, the flat earthers have been a little bit quiet ever since that happened, and we just haven't seen much of them. But every time something like this happens,
well, I was in the comments this morning. It was like half of them.
Was it?
And then I posted, and they go, you son of a bitch, covering this up. Keep getting your orders from Israel. And I love how is it
Israel?
Anti-Israel, yeah, the magic power.
Israel runs NASA, and then NASA controls us, so there's a couple.
Also, you've been talking about bad stuff Israel's doing. I'll see the comments like, you know, he won't be there long. Jones will be, you know. To me, I'm just sick of it, because I'm trying to stop nuclear war. Right. And I'm trying to stop policies. You know, bad policies, whatever group it is, that's what we're doing. So I'm going to let you take over. You have a lot of news to cover. I'm going to read over this tariff stuff, but it's everything Trump pretty much already said he would do. And he's just really doing it. He's really delivering, and we're blessed to have him. And I sure hope we can win, because, man, if not, it is curtains for society. You got about an hour and 25 minutes left, so you're doing a great job. And Owen will be back from taking care of his turtle tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be on at 8 a.m. And by the way, we'll have big updates on whether we're going to be here anymore. I mean, people are like, oh, that's fake, too. Blah, blah, blah. Was it fake when they turned the internet off and kick us out and I sue them and get injunctions? No, it's all real.
My favorite is they say they sued you because you don't talk about the Jews. There's some weird logic where you're getting sued, and that's actually proof that you work for the Jews. So I don't know how that all works out, but everything we do is fake, obviously. Everything, all the attacks that we're under aren't real. None of the
I'm also a
real
clone.
It's all absurd. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that's true, but, you know.
By the way, everybody saw me lose weight the last 8 months.
Well, they don't do the research. They don't actually look into it. They see before and after, and then they go, I have no reason. I have no explanation for this.
Are you sure I'm not a new person?
I'm not. I don't know. There was a moment where I walked in, I went, who the hell is that guy? And then you turned around. I went, oh, my God, it's Jones. So there have been a few times where I'm like, wow, he looks like a different person. So I don't, maybe you are.
Well, when you lose 63 pounds, that happens.
It tends to, yeah.
I'm going down even more.
Well, look, I mean, the point of all of this is that, like, we are just straight up. We tell you everything that's going on. Everything is borne out by mainstream media eventually, whether it's the bankruptcies or anything else we talk about. And it's a very simple little, you know, operation.
Yeah, but it's not like we're trying to prove that minority of people that we're good.
But it's frustrating.
I'm worried about their brains.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, if I really was a clone or an imposter, I mean, how does he talk just like me? How does he know all the stuff? I mean, how?
It's incredible technology they have. That's what I was saying. I think you got replaced with a clone right before you lost weight, because clones, when they're defrosted from the cryogenic chamber, they lose weight rapidly. So the weight loss was actually a very sophisticated, you know, lie operation to cover up the clone. I'm onto it, Jones. I got the whole thing figured out in the background.
Yeah, all I know is that if I'm a clone, I don't know it. We do not know where Alex went. No one knows. Some funny guy, I forget his name. Look, he's much older here than he was in this photo from 30 years ago. But I love how it was Bill Hicks.
Right.
And then I was Bill Hicks, and then I got replaced again.
It's complicated keeping up with all the copies, all the various versions of Bill Hicks that are out there these days.
Well, I do have a different hairstyle now.
I think it works. I think it works. But, like, it's very simple. We tell you the truth. You support us at thealexjonesstore.com. It's actually not that complicated. It's not confusing.
Well, it's really simple.
Right.
I didn't have a gold and silver sponsor for 13 years because I didn't think it was the right time to get into it. And then right when I got into it, we were going up. And I told her by that night, pegged it exactly what was going to happen. Just on and on and on and on and on. And we get our methyl blue, ultra methylene blue. It is the best I've ever taken. It is incredible. It really works well, thealexjonesstore.com.
Tastes good, too. That was my least favorite part. I started taking methylene blue a little over a month ago. And first of all, it was hard to find a reputable source. I'm not even sure if I ever found one, but there's not a lot of information out there.
Yeah, they all say they're USP and most aren't.
Yeah.
This is pharmaceutical grade, really strong.
This stuff is very
good. Now, I think the USPs I got, because they work some, but nothing compared to this.
Yeah, same with me. Yeah. I got whatever the top rated brand on Amazon was, but it doesn't hold a candle to what we have at thealexjonesstore.com. So, you know, if you've been thinking about trying methylene blue, if you've been hearing about it, as lots of people have, but haven't wanted to try because you're not sure which source to trust. Now you have a source that you know is good, that you know you can trust, because we rely on return customers.
Yeah, you're funding us, folks. We're not getting – hold on. I'm getting yes, Mr. Netanyahu, let me
– it's the call. He's getting the call.
Getting the call right now.
The fabled call.
Yes.
You'd think once they cloned you with the brain chip, they wouldn't have to call you anymore. But all sorts of technology at work here at InfoWars.
At least they're not accusing me of being a secret agent of the Pope. That was big like 20 years ago.
Well,
hilarious shit.
And then you were a shill for Trump, and now you're a shill for Elon. It's just that the fact is we're actually achieving things. There's actually people
on
our side
now. Thank God for Elon. Well, I tell you.
Yeah, no, he's and you know my
damn
thing,
him exposing all that Democrat corruption.
My thing is it so hard to believe that someone like you is out there? Because like the audience listening to me, if you were put in a position of power, would you use it to, you know, destroy the country, or would you use the power that you had to actually help your fellow American? Is it so impossible to believe that there are people out there like you? There are people out there like me. There are people out there that even though they're rich, even though they're powerful, they still actually genuinely believe in America and want to help people, and that's what they're doing, and you can see it in evidence by what they're suffering, what they're going through, what they're achieving. I mean, it's there for you to look. And actually, the whole thing of Alex and his weight loss is kind of the perfect example. If you watch American Journal, you've heard me say this, but it's this idea of they have the before Alex and the after Alex. Then they do no research. They do no investigation. They see a change, and then they start speculating. And they go, it must be Ozempic. It must be a clone. It must be. And it's like if you would just take 3 seconds and go, well, what's behind this? What is the, you know, established explanation for this? Oh, he works out every day. Oh, he's posting videos every single day, hiking, lifting weights, running. Oh, he's actually lost this weight over time, imperceptibly, day by day. He's been changing, and now he looks totally different. If you actually just go and do the research, it's not really a mystery. It's not something that requires a speculative, you know, answer to explain. There's an explanation there. It's very obvious. It's very simple. Same thing with InfoWars finances. It's like, y'all know we've been in bankruptcy for like 2 years, which means our entire economic existence has been an open book for the courts. We haven't even been in control of our, you know, cash flow with, you know, people appointed from courts. I don't really understand how it works. At the end of the day, it's all above my pay grade. But the fact is, if there was anything untoward, if there was anything suspicious about our income or how we were funded or where we were spending money, it all would have come out years ago. It'd all be available for anybody that wants to find it. Go research, do investigations, take it on with a suspicious mind. Go, you know, research InfoWars with the presupposition that we are, you know, fraudulent or not who we say we are. Go do that, because you will not find any supporting evidence. All you'll find is evidence to the contrary, because we're the real deal. We're upfront about everything, and it's a very simple capitalistic system we run. If you like what we do, you'll support us at thealexjonesstore.com. If you don't like what we do, you won't support us. And as I've said also on American Journal, there's this the term snake oil that gets applied. Now, I want you to understand historically why that term became a cliche, and it's because there used to be carnivals that would roll through town. They'd be in town for a couple days, and then they'd leave. And so you'd have these, you know, fraudulent actors, fake doctors, quacks, selling, you know, supposed cure-alls for the common cold, And by the time you figured out that it was just molasses, they'd be on to the next town. You'd never see them again. So, you know, the term snake oil, it's because it would be sold by somebody who was a traveling grifter. They would be gone. You'd never see them again. You couldn't get your money back. Our operation depends upon return customers. We would not be here if we didn't sell good products, if people didn't return over and over again to the AlexJonesStore.com or InfoWarsStore.com because they love our products, because they're life-changing products, they come back over and over and over again, also knowing that it supports what we do here and the absolutely incredible crews that we have operating behind the scenes to pull off the most amazing technological miracles you've ever seen. One of them is literally changing lenses on cameras as I speak, and you don't even know. They're too professional. You'd never know if I didn't just rip the curtain down for you just now. But no, the crew is absolutely – all the crews for all the shows are absolutely incredible and are constantly doing this technological wizardry that I can hardly fathom, let alone replicate. So we wouldn't be able to be here without you. We will not be here without you. Please do support us, thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I got so many videos I want to get to, so many stories I want to cover. We've already mentioned some of them, but I have a lot more. But I got to go to this video, and I'm just going to play the whole thing. It's a little longer. Usually we try to keep clips under a minute or so because, you know, we don't just want to play 5 minutes of somebody else talking. But I got to give it to this guy. It's Cali Means, and I have the story about it here somewhere. But he just absolutely goes off on these people. These anti-MAHA people, and he's talking about Make America Healthy Again, and he's talking about the absolutely disgraceful track record of the American medical industry. Stories of Gateway Pundit, Cali Means unloads on legacy media and a room full of anti-MAHA lobbyists in fiery takedown. So this guy, Cali Means, he's the special government employee for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He delivered a scorched earth takedown of legacy media and big pharma-aligned lobbyists. This was during Politico's 2025 healthcare summit, and I got to play this whole video. It's absolutely worth it. This dude, you can tell he believes what he's saying, and he's absolutely smacking down these despotic ghouls that are in the audience that are literally – you'll hear it. They literally laugh at the fact America is fatter and sicker than it ever has been before, and they're the ones responsible for it. So here's Cali Means at the Politico healthcare summit. Absolutely going off on this room full of the worst people in the world who have had a outsized role in the destruction of American health. Let's watch.
Well, right now, it seems like the first priority has actually been to make a lot of cuts this week. There's news of massive cuts to HHS. At this point, about a quarter of HHS's 82,000 employees have left or are expected to be terminated. So just some of the changes here. You've laid off big chunks of offices in charge of vaccine and drug research, HIV AIDS research, AI, funding for services for the elderly and low income people, STD prevention, rural health, with very little lead time.
Right.
What do you say to people in the public who are concerned now about drug safety, about whether we're prepared for the next pandemic when these cuts have happened so hard, so fast?
Yeah, I'd say to the reporters in the room and the lobbyists in the room, I mean, obviously make your case, but I'd truly ask for, as you're making it, a little bit of humility about what the voters were trying to say by putting Bobby Kennedy Jr. in this position of power. I would a little bit of humility to ask why Bobby Kennedy, along with President Trump, are the two most popular political figures in America by far. What the voters are trying to say, and I think they were right, is that the system is really on the wrong track. That the existing health authorities, just demonstrably, the NIH oversaw, and this is just consensus at this point, the creation, the literal creation of a pandemic. The NIH, whose goal is to promote American health, has overseen a devastation, just an abject devastation in American health over the past 20 years, with disease rates skyrocketing, America leading the world of almost every single chronic disease, with rates of nearly every single chronic disease being at an all-time high among kids. There's been very little innovation with small pharma, with innovative therapeutics at the FDA. It costs $1 billion to get through the process. CMS is an agency that's a much larger budget than Defense Department, that's controlled by the American Medical Association, which is a pharmaceutical lobbying group and is almost predominantly sick care. So there's real problems. And, you know, when you turn on CNBC, it's just a nonstop It's a nonstop infomercial for pharma. It's a Sky Rizzi commercial followed by Scott Gottlieb saying how Bobby's killing people, followed by a breathless coverage of the measles outbreak and no mention of
the mental health crisis. How does cutting a bunch of HHS solve that problem?
It is insane. It is insane for you to insinuate that the thing standing between us and better health is more government bureaucrats. Like, that
that's
is demonstrably
insane. That's not what I'm insinuating.
That is what everyone's saying. It is absolutely insane to insinuate that it's some crime.
It's not all Peter bureaucrats. Marks, it's a lot of scientists. It's researchers. It's people who are making sure that
those scientists fundamentally have overseen, just demonstrably, a record of utter failure. It would be insane. Is that funny?
Not true.
Is that not true? I'd love to hear how, so what metrics would you guys point to for how the scientific community, how the four times more per capita on healthcare spending that we spend in America versus other countries has produced innovation? Has there been one single chronic disease medication in modern American history that has lowered rates of the chronic disease? Is it appropriate that the American Academy of Pediatrics right now, which is 90% funded by pharma, is pushing Ozempic on 6-year-olds?
That is what the medical authorities are doing. Why not then use the power that you guys have to push the existing infrastructure in that direction instead of slashing it altogether?
It's not slashing. It's taking it back to 2017 levels. That's not slashing. The amount of bureaucrats...
More like 2002
there's
levels,
a fundamental,
actually.
In many cases, it's actually just not that much. But it is cutting, what is it, 20,000 people? It's taking the HHS back to 68,000 employees. It is absolutely, like, the idea that Bobby Kennedy should not come in and make dramatic changes to the leadership and the personnel at these authorities that have overseen an abject devastation of American health, which the lobbyists in this room do not have the humility to admit that we have gone completely wrong. The lobbyists in this room laughing when we have the sickest children in the developed world. If you guys, if that is your attitude, and your attitude is to tell the MAHA moms that their votes and their voice is not legitimate, that we need dramatic changes to American healthcare, if you think it is illegitimate for Bobby Kennedy to not make big changes to people like Peter Marks, who once again and again went against FDA advisory opinions, who fired the two top vaccine makers, the two top vaccine scientists at the FDA for suggesting that we shouldn't mandate COVID shots for soldiers, who continually went against expert opinion in favor of the pharmaceutical industry, who many people here were collaborating with him with. The fact that somebody like that can't be fired and he can't install tremendous people like Marty McCary and Jay Bhattacharya and Dr. Oz to start reforming these agencies and put in their people, of course he should do that. That's what people voted for.
So, again, just absolutely incredible stuff from Callie Means. And I just love it when he turns to the audience and goes, oh, is that funny? Is it funny that the healthcare system in America has overseen for the last 40 years the most dramatic drop in health that the world has ever seen? They're laughing at it. I mean, they think it's funny. I guess they're going off different metrics. I guess if you're judging a healthcare system on how many vaccines delivered, then they've been incredibly successful. If you're measuring it on actual health and well-being, then you don't have quite a good response. So I just, again, what the problem is this is another issue that is real and that conservatives have not done a good job actually confronting the real root issue, just like the financial situation in America, where you have people, you know, working a full-time job and unable to feed themselves or afford the rent in their homes. And you have conservatives going, yeah, well, just pick yourself up by your bootstraps, while the socialists and the communists are saying, oh, we feel you, we feel for you. It's this capitalistic system that's the real threat, and we need to bring it down, destroy it, and redistribute wealth. Doesn't that sound good? I mean, they're at least making an offer. It's a terrible offer. It's a trick. It's a lie. It's total death and destruction every single time they try to implement it. So, but people in desperate situations are looking for an answer. They're looking for a solution, and only one side is offering it. It's the same thing with healthcare. When you have Luigi Mangione becoming a hero, a deity of the left, for murdering a man, shooting a father of two in the back of the head because he's a CEO of a healthcare company. And by the way, we have a copycat crime having just been committed, if you can call it that. It was a guy who went into a Walmart and shot Walmart workers, inspired by Luigi Mangione. Now, you might think you might think it's kind of ridiculous to kill a Walmart employee. Is it any more or less ridiculous to kill the CEO of United Healthcare? I mean, neither one of these people had anything to do with something Luigi Mangione went through or anything else. Here's the video of it. Walgreens employee murdered inside store. Police say shooter was angry at large-scale pharmacies. So there's very clearly massive anger at the healthcare system and not unjustified. The anger people feel about the American healthcare system is real. And you can say they're stupid, you can say whatever, but and look, you can compare it with places like Canada where their solution to, you know, healthcare problems is literally just killing the sick people. Just doing assisted suicide for everybody who's a little bit depressed or, you know, doesn't make as much as they'd like to. There's also stories where a woman has a tumor in her head and she can't get a MRI scan for like 6 months because it's Canadian healthcare and it's just that backed up. So, I mean, don't think I'm like actually advocating for universal healthcare or anything like that. That is in a very literal way a suicide mission if you go down that road. But the American healthcare system can be very restrictive and can be very expensive and life-destroying in some cases. And it has to be pointed out this is because of government intervention, not because of a lack of government intervention. The American healthcare system has been dominated by the federal government for the last several decades, and they've been the several decades where our health overall has declined precipitously. And it's not because, you know, if you had gone from a government that had very little, you know, had a ton to do with healthcare, and then we got rid of that and everything got worse, that would be one thing. We've gone the opposite direction. The more government has intertwined itself and interweaved itself with the healthcare system, the worse the healthcare system has gotten. And this is the case with just about every system you can look at. America is much worse off now than we were before. It's not because we became more conservative. It's not because our government got smaller that things are worse. Everything's worse because the government destroys everything they get involved in, and they've increasingly involved their participation in every single industry in America. So let's go to this video because, again, this is the left. I mean, if you want to know who the left is right now, they are radical morons, meaning that they are both radical and morons. Okay, and these are two separate but deeply intertwined states of being for these people. Stories of Gateway Pundit. Man who loathes big pharmacy guns down innocent Walgreens worker in California. Well, this innocent Walgreens worker probably had as much to do with big pharma as the CEO of United Healthcare, who, by the way, was one of the only people in the company, according to the company, who actually was trying to fix the system, was actually trying to create a system where we were paying doctors to keep people healthy rather than treat the sick. That was one of his initiatives, but that initiative didn't go anywhere because Luigi Mangione shot him in the back of the head on a New York street. So that's the type of people that are inspiring the left right now. And it's a very good thing that the right is finally going after the government-sponsored cartel that actually runs the pharmaceutical industry in this country, because maybe we can fix things without, you know, resorting to leftists murdering innocent people trying to achieve something and only making everything worse, as always. So let's go to this news report here about this shooting that occurred in a Walmart.
This chilling surveillance video. Narciso Gallardo Fernandez seen shooting at the camera just moments after allegedly killing a Walgreens employee. Police say Hernandez went to the parking lot to reload.
There is no relation between Narciso and Eric Velasquez.
Madera Police Chief Gino Tremonte says Narciso drove from Pixley, showing up at the Walgreens off Cleveland Avenue just before closing Monday.
We do know he has a general disdain or grudge against pharmacies, large-scale pharmacies.
And so he kills a random Walmart employee who wasn't even a pharmacist. Oh, Walgreens, not Walmart. I'm sorry, Walgreens. So, yeah, he targeted Walgreens since it's a pharmacy, I guess. Shoots a random employee, a father of two, by the way, in this act of Luigi Mangione-inspired vigilanteism. So the left has a new hero, another murderer.
Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, And they claim it's USP grade. It works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your Ultra, and it is Ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we got big news coming up with Laura Loomer. You're not going to want to miss this. We're going to dive into a bunch of different stories, including how do some of these bad actors get into the Trump administration? And I understand a lot of people say, hey, you know, Trump makes these picks. He's got to deal with it. Well, I mean, folks, you have to delegate. You have to delegate, and you can't sit there and obsess over a couple picks or a couple smaller picks because you have to delegate and you have work to do. But, man, some bad actors have definitely gotten inside the administration. And Loomer has some breaking news on one in particular that might even tie back into this Signal debacle. And then she's got some other news she wants to break, too. President Trump just took some questions from the press from the Oval Office. So let's listen to that before Laura joins us in 5 minutes.
And what we're going to be doing is a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, there's absolutely no tariff. We start off with a 2.5% base, which is what we were at. And we go to 25%. And basically, as you know, and as you've been seeing, not reporting as accurately as it should be reported, because it's a massive story. Business is coming back to the United States so that they don't have to pay tariffs. And I think also because of November 5th, the election, they're very happy. AI is coming back to levels that nobody's ever seen before. It's a new, sort of a new business, I guess, when you think about it. But it's plants are going up all over the United States, and many of them have already been started. We're getting early electricity taken care of. We're getting permits very quickly for them. And we're going to make their life very happy. They're coming in with tens of billions of dollars. Individual plants will cost 10, 15, even $20 billion. We're going to let them build electricity-generating plants along with their plant. And they can't even believe it. And we're going to get them very quick permits, as I've done always. I did that in Louisiana with two LNG plants. I got them one permit in one day after waiting 14 years and the other one in 1 week after waiting for 12 years. But this is very exciting to me. This is the automobile industry, and this will continue to spur growth like you haven't seen. Before I was elected, we were losing all of our plants. They were being built in Mexico and Canada and other places. Now those plants largely have stopped, and they're moving them to our country.
You know, I haven't seen a mask in so long. You're wearing a mask. So nice of you. I haven't seen anybody wearing a mask in a long time. It's good. You feel more comfortable, right? Good. That's good. Look, it's all a witch hunt. Here we are talking about some of the greatest business deals ever made. The greatest companies in the world are moving into the United States, and you want to ask about whether or not Signal works. I don't know that Signal works. I think Signal could be defective, to be honest with you. And I think that's what we have to, because you use Signal, and we use Signal, and everybody uses Signal, but it could be a defective platform, and we're going to have to find that out.
Well, the bottom line there, I didn't see Trump say it. Maybe he said it with a different question, but I guess it's now official that it was Waltz that added Goldberg to the chat. So I guess it's no longer hearsay. I guess Trump just confirmed it, which was obviously the case the whole time. But now, I don't know. I'd like to hear it from Trump. That was just the Fox News bottom line. It just said, I was told Waltz was responsible. I mean, that's kind of throwing Waltz under the bus there, because he claimed he had no idea what was going on. Which it was obvious if you watched his Fox News interview. He was nervous. He was uncomfortable. He was doing a cover your ass. It was pretty clear after that to me that it's like, yeah, okay. He probably knows he was responsible. He should have just owned it, apologized to the president, and taken his licks. Instead, he denied it. Now he's just been thrown under the bus by Trump. Now, I understand where Trump is at right now. I don't think he wants to start firing people. He kind of made those mistakes, like getting rid of Flynn in his first administration and some others. And so I don't think he's trying to fire people that maybe behind the scenes he's sick of, like a Bondi, which I'm sure Laura Loomer will talk about. But I guess Trump just made it official. I guess, I don't know, maybe Waltz has taken responsibility for it. We'll ask Laura Loomer on the other side.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I got a ton of news here to cover with Laura Loomer, and I guess we'll start, Laura, with the big story you broke today. An individual that has somehow gotten access to the Trump administration, and I'm not sure, I was following your earlier reporting before I went on air, it looked like you were starting to pull the threads that even maybe have tied this into the whole Signal debacle. But Laura, why don't you get into the discovery you made? I believe the individual's name was Wong, getting into the Trump administration and what you've learned since you broke that news earlier today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Owen. Look, I'm just really focused on tightening up vetting within the Trump administration. This is something that I complained about a lot during the campaign, and it's something that I'm very concerned about now as it relates to the second administration of President Donald Trump, is the vetting crisis. It's something that everybody's aware of. It's the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, because there seems to be, not just seems to be, there is a deficiency as it relates to vetting. Vetting doesn't just encapsulate an individual and their background and their resume and their associations. Vetting also encapsulates an individual's spouse, their children, their professional affiliations, their family members, and people within direct proximity to them. And you would think that in a position like the Deputy National Security Advisor directly underneath Michael Waltz, that there would be a little bit more vetting going on. And so I broke the story today because Alex Wong is one of the individuals who was in the Signal chat. You can see the list of names of Trump administration officials who were put inside the Signal chat. His name is there right underneath Steve Witkoff's name. And because it's alphabetical order. And says Alex Wong, the Chinese deputy national security advisor appointed by President Trump, who is at the center of the Signalgate scandal, is married to U.S. attorney Candace Chu Wong. Her maiden name is Chu, a Chinese woman who is one of the key attorneys involved in prosecuting J6ers. So now, you know, nobody can really deny these receipts, but it's all like a blame game of, oh, you know, Laura, please, you know, please delete your tweet. Alex is a really nice guy. Oh, you know, please, Laura, he's a good guy. Oh, you know, because nobody wants to actually do hardcore vetting. It's all about emotion. It's about who's friends with who in the administration, as opposed to doing what's in the best interest of President Donald Trump. Maybe it's politically incorrect to say this. I don't really care. I don't think we should be having Chinese individuals in positions of national security, especially in the position or the role of deputy national security advisor. We've already seen the tentacles of the CCP and how far they extend. I'm not accusing Alex Wong of working for the CCP, but this is an individual who served as a national security advisor for Trump hater Mitt Romney's presidential campaign in 2012. He's the guy who was directly responsible for firing Rich Grenell during Mitt Romney's presidential campaign because they said that Rick Grenell was gay and that, oh, if you're gay, you can't work for Mitt Romney, even though Rick Grenell himself has been a Trump loyalist. And so,
wait, you mean Delightful Peter? Oh, Mitt Romney? Delightful Peter?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's his nickname. I'm sure that's not has nothing to do with his sexual bending, but right. Okay.
But it's just, it goes to show you that there really is just such a lack of vetting. And, you know, look, I know a lot of people who work for President Trump, and I know a lot of people who worked in the first Trump administration and people who work in the second administration. Nobody has anything good to say about Alex Wong. I mean, the people that are running cover for him are people that maybe they've had friendly interactions with him, but people who are, you know, from the State Department, people who have had a professional working experience with him have nothing good to say about him. He has a history of being a Trump hater, associations with Trump haters. He's a neocon. And, you know, I don't understand why the Trump administration, given President Trump's orders to fire and get rid of everybody from the FBI and the DOJ who was involved in persecuting and going after January Sixers, why he's allowed to have this position as the deputy national security council advisor when his wife was involved in persecuting and going after January Sixers. She clerked for Justice Sotomayor, who called President Trump a white supremacist. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, who's doing the vetting here? And why is there so much nepotistic garbage that is basically creating a bunch of filth within the inner circle for Donald Trump? It just seems like there's this pattern, this very unfortunate scenario where people who have serious conflicts of interest or conflicts as it relates to individuals in their family are allowed to surround the president, jeopardizing our own national security, but then actual loyalists are kept out of working with President Trump. The second part of the investigation that I published today, you know, looking into Alex, who also used to work for Covington and Burling, which is one of the law firms that President Trump rescinded their security clearance and blocked them from getting any more federal contracts. So you have a guy who works for a firm that was stripped of their, you know, security clearance, okay? And this guy who used to work for them is now the deputy national security advisor and an assistant to the president of the United States. I don't know how the geniuses who work for President Trump square that up. But again, I don't know. I don't work for President Trump, so I can't really explain how they decipher all this vetting or lack of vetting and how they put two and two together when President Trump says, hey, we're going to have an executive order to make sure that we're stripping all these law firms that engaged in weaponized government against me and tried to jail me and all of my loyalists. But then I'm going to make the guy that used to work for the same law firm my assistant and also the deputy national security advisor under Michael Waltz. I don't really understand the thinking. Seems like a lot of mental gymnastics going on. But again, you know, there has to be a come to Jesus moment with the people who work for Donald Trump, because, you know, this isn't just some little accident. This is a massive scandal involving our nation's top intelligence officials now putting a reporter from a hostile leftist publication on a chat that was supposed to be secure communication. So, either they have incompetent people in positions of power, or they're not doing enough vetting, or, you know, some aspects of the Trump administration are just being run like a frat house. And either of those three things are wrong, and they present the president in a bad light, and they jeopardize the president and his administration. And people need to be more careful. They need to be more careful. They need to have better judgment. It's embarrassing. I mean, I'm one of the most ardent Trump supporters out there. I'm a Trump loyalist. I'm never going to be anti-Trump. That being said, I'm sitting here laughing my ass off at these excuses. It's embarrassing. Oh, we're going to have Elon Musk do a forensic audit and try to figure out who accidentally added. It's like some conspiracy. Wow, how did a leftist reporter get into a Signal chat with all of the intelligence officials from the Trump administration? Because somebody was reckless and nobody's paying attention, because everybody is acting like we're all friends here and nobody's actually having regard for President Trump and their surroundings. And they screwed up, and now they want to try to pretend like it's some kind of covert secret operation and somebody hacked into the Signal chat, when in reality it was their own internal screw up. So, well, it's just kind of embarrassing, given the fact that they're like sending Elon Musk of all people on some kind of like secret mission. Oh my God, the world's richest man, an advisor to president, the co-president, has to sit there and do some secret operation to find out how this happened. I mean, we all know how it happened. It's embarrassing. Just admit that you screwed up.
Well, and I look at this too, because let's translate this, because all of this is now just like normie slop is what you're getting a lot of, is just normie slop. And so we don't really deal in normie slop.
Yeah, because there are no standards. There's being run like a frat house.
Let's translate this, let's translate this. Musk knows. So somebody comes to us and says, oh, will you help me? Musk probably just shakes his head and nods. He knows there's nothing there. He knows what happens. He's just saying, okay, whatever, pat him on the head and leave.
If I were to create a Signal chat right now and I were to add you and I were to say top secret Signal chat, there's at least four steps that I would have to take in order to add you. You don't just accidentally, you know,
but hold on a second. Did you see what Trump just said from the Oval Office?
I have not seen the video, because
let me play this video,
because
you need to see this. You need to see this.
I literally just got off another interview to do this interview, so go ahead.
I'm
going to
play this for you guys. Show me the one where he talks about we might have problems with Signal. You know that one? Play for me the one where he talks about there might be problems with Signal. If you guys have that one.
Look, it's all a witch hunt. Here we are talking about some of the greatest business deals ever made. The greatest companies in the world are moving into the United States, and you want to ask about whether or not Signal works. I don't know that Signal works. I think Signal could be defective, to be honest with you. And I think that's what we have to, because you use Signal and we use Signal.
So that's what I wanted to hear. Now, Laura, let's translate this here. He thinks Signal might be defective. Okay, somebody is now, to me, what I just heard is somebody's now lying to Trump. Somebody is now lying to Trump.
They lie to Trump every day. What's new? This is what I'm talking about the lack of vetting. They lied to Donald Trump about the Bindergate situation involving Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi lied to Susie Wiles. She lied to Donald Trump. She lied to President Trump's staff and said that she had nothing to do with the binders, when she's the one who walked into the room and handed
She literally was like the only one that had to do with the binders.
People lie to Donald Trump every day. I mean, I don't know. And look, I'm not undermining Donald Trump and his intelligence. He's obviously a brilliant man. He's somebody I greatly admire. I worked my ass off to help him get elected. But like, at some point in time, he's got to know that the people around him are just full of shit. Right? Like, the people around him are clearly lying to him about the way things are going down. So, I mean, there has to be some accountability here. You can't just embarrass the president of the United States of America and pretend like, you know, oh, nobody knows how Signal works, and oh, Signal's compromised, when Signal was literally created by the CIA. If Signal's compromised, then what does that say about the intelligence officials who are communicating war plans over Signal chats? I mean, they really need to stop lying to the president of the United States about their own screw-ups, because then President Trump goes and talks to the press, and he's supposed to be able to trust his advisors. The president is supposed to be able to trust the people giving him information, but there are a lot of people surrounding Donald Trump who are either being deceitful, they don't want to take accountability for their lack of vetting, and they don't want to admit that they screwed up. And now the media is going to go mock Donald Trump. They're going to say, oh, Donald Trump is saying that Signal is defective after his own administration said that it was, they testified under oath in a hearing yesterday saying that Signal was a safe and effective means of communication.
And they've already confirmed that. That's like official, that's like official government operations now is on Signal. Like they use Signal because it's the most reliable when it comes to encrypted messaging. So somebody obviously lied to Trump. I mean, I don't know how else to translate from what he just said. Somebody's like, oh, no, sir, this was an app problem. We have a problem with the app. But they also said it looks like
they lie to Trump every day.
But it looks like they're also now reporting that Waltz is either taking responsibility or Trump is saying it was Waltz, which, I mean, clearly that's where all the evidence pointed to begin with, which I guess would lead me to my next topic of conversation. Now, I just posted this and we can kind of review this and get your opinion.
Well, President Trump said the other day that it was a staffer. First, he said that it was a staffer. So if you look at his previous statements, he said that Michael Waltz told him that it was a staffer. It was one of his staffers. So Michael Waltz is probably now just trying to, you know, assume the leadership position, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a staffer or not. It falls under his jurisdiction since he's the head. He's the director. And so if you're the director, you're the one who is in charge of your own department. So you have to take responsibility for something that happened if you're the leader. And so I don't really think that we're getting the full story. I don't think we're getting the truth, because if it was a staffer and Michael Waltz is taking responsibility for it, okay, yeah, he's going to maybe fall on the sword for one of his staffers. But at the end of the day, you know, we need to know who actually did this, because that person cannot be trusted with classified information going forward. I mean, if you're going to be that reckless, you cannot be trusted to be working in the intelligence department for the United States government. I mean, these are supposed to be the best and brightest. I mean, we were told that only the best people. I was told personally that Donald Trump only hires the best people, Owen. So I was told that there is somehow a very strict vetting process and that the president of the United States only hires the best people. So I don't really know, like, if this really, you know, encapsulates the definition of the best, if you're going to be so stupid that you're going to like not even know how a Signal chat works. But I don't know. We clearly seem to have different understandings of what the word best means. That's
well,
a conversation
they know what
for
happened.
Another time.
I don't even think it's really that much of a controversy. I think it's pretty clear what happened. Somebody added him to the chat, whether it was Waltz or his staffer. That's what happened. They added him to the chat. Now, the question is why? Was it a mistake? Was it intentional? That's really the only question. But it's like, you can't sit here. I mean, what, so now you're going to ask everybody in the administration, hey, every time you send a message, you need to look through the entire group chat, even though it's supposed to be just for the intelligence community. I mean, that's ridiculous. So it's just somebody, Trump is not going to fire anybody right now. I'm pretty sure that's clear. Otherwise, I think Bonnie would probably be gone. I don't think he wants to fire anybody in the near future, just for optics reasons. But I'd say Waltz is probably now in that line.
Probably.
So let's do this. I
don't think there's a lot of vetting going on. I mean, look, it gets a lot worse because now they're trying to say, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with Alex Wong. So if you look at the continued investigation that I put out today, you can pull these screenshots up for everybody to see. His wife, a woman by the name of Candace Chu Wong, who was a U.S. attorney who was involved in prosecuting J6ers, has a direct tie to the CCP via her dead father. Her father died several years ago, but if you look at his professional history, and we can pull this up right now, because it's very complex subject matter here, so you should probably just pull the screenshots up for everybody to see it. But the wife of Alex Wong, who is the deputy national security advisor, okay, her father, so Alex Wong's father-in-law, worked with this company called AsiaSat for 23 years. And while he was one of the main overseeing managers of AsiaSat, and he, of course, was the fourth employee they ever hired, he was in charge of overseeing their satellite systems, which are directly owned in a joint ownership agreement between the Chinese government, the CCP. We already know what it means to be state-owned in China. That means it's an entity of the CCP, and then the CCP-affiliated Carlyle Group, which is a private equity fund. And so you know, how can they allow for an individual who has a direct tie to the CCP via his father-in-law, who they're now trying to claim, and I'm getting phone calls from all types of people from the admin and people who know Alex Wan telling me, no, no, they're Taiwanese. No, 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 they're dissidents. If you're a dissident and you're anti-China or you're anti-CCP, you are not going to be in a managerial position for a company that controls the military satellites for China. You're not going to be in a position of leadership if you are truly a dissident. You have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. So I don't understand what the cope is. There's massive cope going on by these State Department officials, by people at DNI, by people within the National Security Council, by people within President Trump's own administration. I mean, you guys have talked about the CCP extensively here at InfoWars. Are they really going to gaslight us into thinking that a Taiwanese dissident was able to have a senior level position at the most prominent satellite company in Asia that is co-owned by China and controlled by the CCP that has direct partnerships with the People's Liberation Army of China? I mean, what kind of gaslighting is this administration engaged in right now that they're going to actually have officials from the administration call me on my cell phone and try to tell me that these individuals don't have ties to the CCP? You don't get to work for a company like AsiaSat unless you have ties to the CCP.
Hold on a second. You got a call from the administration claiming that today?
I got a phone call from an administration official today who was trying to essentially walk me off the ledge and tell me that Alex Wong and his family are Taiwanese and that the parents of his wife were Taiwanese dissidents. And I was trying to show them these receipts and say, no, he was in a managerial position at AsiaSat. You can look it up. I've already provided all of this.
Hold on.
And you can see for yourself.
All right. I want to move on here. And get into this. I want to get your take on this. I just did a Trump administration report card. Obviously, it's really early. It's 2 months in, and grades can change throughout the course. But I was like, you know what? Let's issue a report card. We've seen enough now. We've seen some body of work now that I think it's fair enough to give some grades. I want to get Laura Loomer's response to my report card I just released. Let's put it up on the screen. Laura, follow along and take notes for any agreements or disagreements you may have here. The Trump administration report card, according to me, Trump A, Vance A, Musk A plus, Miller A plus, Hegseth A minus, Wiles C, Noam B minus, Rubio A minus, Gabbard C plus, Kennedy C, Ratcliffe C, Patel B plus, McMahon B, Bessent A minus, Zeldin A, Levitt A, Loeffler A minus, Lutnick B plus, Turner A minus, Burgum B minus, Duffy B, Vaught C plus, Collins, B+, Wright, C, Rollins, C, Stefanik, D, Bondi, F, Walls, F.
Why are you giving Susie Wiles a C?
It's about an average for the whole administration. I mean, if you want to just say the bottom grade, she gets the bottom grade.
I think that people bully, kind of beat up on Susie a lot. I would say that Susie's doing a pretty good job. I don't think it's fair to blame Susie Wiles for the screw-ups of other people.
I gave her a C. That's a passing grade.
I don't think she deserves a C. I think she deserves a higher grade than that.
You're the one complaining about who gets access to the Trump administration. She's the one.
Well, there's other people within the Trump administration who control vetting. It's not just Susie. These are also department heads. There are people within the PPO office as well. So it's not all on Susie Wiles. Like, sure, Susie Wiles oversees things, but at the end of the day, Susie Wiles also expects people within the administration to be honest with her. And so if other people in other departments are not doing their jobs effectively, that's not necessarily Susie's fault.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying here.
I think that she should have a higher grade than a C.
All right. I hear you loud and clear. I'll leave it at that.
You forgot to put Tom Homan on the list. I think he's doing a great job. I didn't see Homan on your report.
Well, he's not technically part of the administration. He's the border czar. So I kind of counted that in with Noam's B minus.
Yeah. I think that they definitely need to increase the number of mass deportations because they're quite low.
Yeah.
I mean, Bondi definitely deserves an F. You got that one right for sure. So
any other comments on the report card?
No, I'd say It's pretty fair. Pretty fair right now. But I would say that Susie Wiles deserves a higher score. I think that she has done better than a C.
I think to respond to the Noam is that I was thinking the same thing, which maybe I'd put her in the C range because we don't have the numbers. But the truth is she is on the ground doing work, even though she kind of gets dolled up and gets a hard time for, you know, getting dolled up for it. She is on the ground. She is doing work. And the truth is they are being blocked. At all, I mean, the local governments, the mayors, the governors, the courts, they're all blocking them from these deportations. If they had full spectrum cooperation, they could probably get the mass deportations. The problem is they're just getting blocked every step of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand what Kennedy's been doing either. He probably deserves a lower score, too, to be fair. He hasn't done anything. What has he done?
Well, that's why he's at a C. It's kind of neutral.
He should probably be at a D. He should probably be at a D, honestly.
Well, he's been very.
He hasn't done anything.
He's been very pro-Israel, Laura.
His MAHA operatives are currently on a tirade across the country in states like Texas and Florida and West Virginia, passing anti-small business and anti-consumer legislation to push for food dye bans.
He can do better.
He can do
better. I agree.
This on a federal level. He's literally trying to.
All right, Laura Loomer, 4 minute break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, everything we broke down over the years has turned out to be dead on. Most of the time when we were a little bit off, it was because things were much worse than we were saying. But in the main, we've been dead on. That's our mission, be the most accurate out there. MSM's mission is to deceive you, lie to you because they're mercenaries for the globalist. And we're funded by viewers and listeners like you. So we try to bring you products that really work, that you're going to love, so you come back and get them again and again. So many of you are going to be excited to hear that our ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. The Shilajit is the best quality. The Irish Sea Moss is available as well. You're going to want to reorder it. But for viewers that haven't ever gotten the products and haven't experienced them, you are missing out. If our information is game-changing and one of a kind, imagine what the products are like. Go now to TheAlexShowStore.com. There's not just free supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more at TheAlexShowStore.com, powering the American resistance to globalists worldwide and winning.
Here's where all eyes now are on gold and silver. Because gold went over $3,000 an ounce, it's at an all-time high. That's a very strong technical and psychological threshold number, that 3,000. So now that the world is looking at gold, the world is also going to be looking at silver. So even the massive growth that we've already seen, I'm guessing it's just the beginning.
Gut level, where do you think gold is in a month?
3,100 in a month, like in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And then I think it gets to 3,200 by the beginning of the summer. And we could literally see 4,000 as momentum starts to gather and as the eyes of the world get on it. And then silver, you know, probably 50 to 75.
People need to call you, do a free consultation, leave your name and number, 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold. Do the form. They'll call you back. They'll do a free consultation. They can roll over your IRAs, 401ks. Do it now, folks. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. See ya.
It's good to be right, isn't it? Wow.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the
the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Where the hidden agendas are laid bare. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Laura Loomer here. She was breaking a news story with us in the last segment. She's also got another story her and her team are working on, and Laura... It was pretty easy to see where this was heading, but after Crockett's antics during House proceedings a couple months ago, I said, okay, yeah, she's eventually going to get violent. I mean, it was obvious that Crockett was going to get violent at some point in time. Unfortunately, it was with your reporter. Would you care to update my audience on that story?
Yes, yeah, so... I've been covering these Tesla takedown events, these very violent protests that have been happening at Tesla showrooms and supercharger locations across the country. And Loomer Unleashed was really the first media entity to identify and also name and expose the organizers of these events. And we found one of their group organizer calls the other evening, and we noticed that Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett was on the call. So we screen recorded the video call, and we were the first to post the video of her basically saying that on this Saturday, which is March 29th, her birthday, which she made clear during the call, she said that all she wants for her birthday is for Tesla to be taken down and for Elon Musk to be taken down. So we post a video, it goes viral, Elon talks about it, right? Everybody's talking about it and, you know, pretending like, oh my God, we just discovered what Tesla takedown is for the first time, because, you know, the media's very behind. I don't want to actually, you know, put in the work to identify these things like we do at Loomer Unleashed. And so we decided that we were going to go confront her and ask her why she was inciting violence against Elon Musk and Tesla. So I told Charles to go to the Capitol and go confront her and ask her if she would condemn the Tesla takedown violence and the violence that she was inciting. And he asked her multiple times and she was ignoring him. And then on, I believe, the third time that he asked her, she violently grabbed his cell phone and dug her ghetto nails into the top of his left hand, leaving indentations and a red mark. And the
video
has gone viral.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You said she took her nails, like she had fake nails. She dug into his skin.
Yeah, we posted the photo on X.
Okay, I wasn't really sure what that was. So that was a scratch mark because she grabbed him so hard, or did she scraped it?
Not scratch marks. So when I don't know if you've ever, like, you know, gotten in a fight with a girl who has like fake nails. I don't know your personal life, you know. But if you've ever like gotten a little rough with a woman with fake acrylic nails and some capacity.
Wow, Laura, why don't you just say it? Why don't you just say it, Laura?
Grabbed onto you, okay? If a woman with fake nails has ever grabbed onto you and dug into your skin, then you would know that it would leave a red mark. My nails are not as long as Jasmine Crockett's, but if I were to go like this, right, on my hand, you would see that, let me see if I can, like, show the camera, it would leave a indentation.
Here, actually,
right?
you can actually use my hands and wrists for an example right now.
You can't really see because, again, you have to do it really hard. But that was about 5 minutes after the fact, and you can clearly see the sharp nail indentation and the scratch
so
mark on the top
him.
Of his hand.
So she grabbed
him. She dug, and then you could see the scrape towards the back of his hand where the hair is. So she ripped the skin, actually.
No.
So she actually scratched his skin and dug her fake nails into
That's
the top
crazy.
Of his arm.
And she tried to steal the phone? She tried to rip the phone?
Yeah, she tried to steal Charles's cell phone. And you can see it from the video that we posted that's now been seen millions of times. And then Charles went to go file an official police report with the Capitol Police. And then today he also filed an ethics complaint at the Congressional Ethics Office. They call it the CEO or COE, actually, Congressional Office of Ethics. It's in the basement of the Longworth building, I believe. And so Charles went there today to file an ethics complaint, and now we're also in talks with a lawyer to discuss suing her for assault, battery, and attempted theft. But look, none of the Republicans want to do anything about it. Tim Burgett was standing right there, and he witnessed the entire thing, and he's not saying anything. I guess he was just confronted about it about 30 minutes or so ago by a Daily Caller reporter. The video is now circulating online. I just saw it before logging on to do this interview. But it just kind of begs the question, why did Republican Tim Burgett not say anything, and why is he just sitting back and being chummy with a very rapidly aggressive, violent Marxist congresswoman who is inciting violence against Republicans and assaulted a member of the press right in front of his face? And this is the problem. You can go ahead and play the video if you want, but this is the problem with the Republican Party. They like to talk a big talk, and they like to complain, and they want to talk about how, oh, you know, these Tesla takedown events are so awful because they want to get maxed out campaign donations from Elon Musk, who is a billionaire and has America PAC because, you know, they want his money, right? Everybody wants to be funded by the richest man in the world. They want to rack up those Elon bucks. But the reality is when push comes to shove, Owen, nobody has the balls to censure her. Nobody has the balls to actually file an ethics complaint. Members of Congress have the Congressional Office of Ethics so that they can file ethics complaints against their colleagues who are in violation. And you just see such a weak man in Mike Johnson. You know, like everybody likes to say that he's such a nice man. He's such a kind man. He's such a Christian man. Like, who really cares at the end of the day if he's a Christian? I don't care, honestly. I don't really care if he's a godly man. Talking about forgiveness and grace, if he's going to be such a pussy at the end of the day that he's not actually going to hold anybody accountable or press for charges to be pushed against Jasmine Crockett. We might as well just have Speaker Joaquin Jeffries. I mean, honestly, give the Democrats back control of the House. Let's do it. Let's have the Democrats win in 2026 because Republicans do not want to fight. Let's let the Democrats take back control of the House because nobody in the Republican Party has a spine. Nobody in the Republican Party wants to actually hold the Democrats accountable. So let's have a repeat of what happened during the first Trump administration when you had a president in the White House with oppositional Republicans, feckless Republicans, and then eventually Democrats controlling the House, because that's where we're headed. And you know what? The Republicans are going to deserve it. They're going to deserve to lose if they're not going to actually use the power that they have now. They don't want to do anything, Owen, and I know you feel the same way. We're just sick and tired of watching Democrats sit back and get everything they want, get away with violence. You're in Austin, Texas. They just had a bomb planted at the Tesla in Austin, Texas. Isn't that enough to be censuring these Democrats like Jasmine Crockett, who are in direct coordination with these domestic terrorists? How can we have jihadist members of Congress, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, refusing to condemn the Hamas flag that myself and Charles Downs caught on camera being flown outside of the White House the other day? Why do we have radical Muslims serving in the United States Congress when Trump is in the White House and the Republicans have control of the House and the Senate? Why? Just give the Democrats control. You know, like it's so nauseating. I'm gonna have a heart attack one of these days from screaming so much, from getting my blood pressure up.
Yeah,
so much.
I was gonna ask you. You know, maybe you could finally tell us how you really feel.
I'm like out of breath right now. You know, I'm so out of breath on a daily basis because I'm just like developing so much stress from having to basically scream at the TV and scream at the phone every single day.
No, all right, I'm going to stop you right there. We don't
Congress.
Want to hold on right there. I think, you know,
no, but it's true, though. Not, it's true. Just let Joaquin Jeffries be Speaker of the House. Just do it. Let's just get it over with. Let's just do it right now. Let's have Speaker Jeffries as the Speaker of the House, because Mike Johnson is going to let Jasmine Crockett and all these other ghetto DEI trash hires in Congress, Ilhan Omar, AOC.
Well, that video the problem. Here's the problem, Laura. That video, guys, put the video where Crockett is strutting around before she assaulted your reporter there. She's strutting around. She's the cock of the walk. She's untouchable. She's strutting. She's waving her arms. She's sashaying around the country. She's untouchable.
She's
hot.
With Burchett, though.
but my point is they
Why
have
is
no
Burchett
fear. Laura,
with
that's
her?
Just what I'm saying. They have no fear. She thinks she's the coolest thing going. She thinks she's the hottest thing going. And then they have
because
no fear. They're attacking Teslas. They're attacking Trump supporters. They're sashaying around Congress, calling for the violence, engaging in violence. They have no fear, Laura.
Why would they? I mean, you have Republicans like Tim Burchett that are like, oh, well, good luck, Jasmine. Good luck, Jasmine. I know you just threatened to hit Ted Cruz over the head, Jasmine, but good luck, Jasmine. Hope I see you in the committee, Jasmine. I mean, we're all just friends, right? Let's just sit around and sing Kumbaya, right? Let's just do it.
Yeah, meanwhile.
I mean, what's the point of fighting so hard? You went to jail, Owen. You went to jail. What is the point of fighting for the Republican Party when they're not going to do anything? Yeah. I am sick of the Republican Party. I am so close to just ripping up my Republican Party registration. Why did we work so hard to get Donald Trump back in the White House? And why did we work so hard to take back the House and the Senate if these Republicans are going to sit on their goddamn asses and do nothing?
Well, let me expand on that here, too. Not only have I been arrested multiple times, as you're well aware, your team reported on it too. I had guns pointed at my head, lasers on my head, chest, and back just a week ago now. And there's nothing going on. They talk about investigations and stuff. There's nothing going on. There's no fear. They have no fear. There is no fear. There is nothing stopping this Democrat terrorism. It is simply not stopping. Nothing is stopping Jasmine Crockett from becoming even more radical than she already is. As she gets away with what she just did to your reporter, it's only going to get worse. And I would just say this.
It's not just me either. She's done it to Nancy Mace. She's done it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's done it to a lot of people. It's not just me.
But Laura, here's my point.
Even when she does things to members of Congress that are considered aggressions, right? What's the term that they have in Congress for when you have inappropriate insults? It's like some fancy word. I don't even know what it is.
Like lack of decorum?
They have some official term in Congress, and she's violated this policy when speaking to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I'm no fan of, but to her credit, you know, she should have been held accountable, right? She wasn't held accountable for what she said to Marjorie. She wasn't held accountable for what she did to Nancy Mace. She's never held accountable for what she did during the congressional address a couple weeks ago. She's never held accountable. She was literally caught on a domestic terrorist group call, calling for Teslas to be set on fire, I'm not saying that she called for them to be set on fire. That's what the organizers of these events are doing. They are encouraging people to set cars on fire. They are encouraging people to plant bombs at Tesla showroom locations, and they are trying to get Elon Musk assassinated.
But it's not only that. It's not only that. They are doing all the Tesla terrorism you just mentioned. There's a video where a radical leftist trans individual tried to hit a conservative TPUSA person over the head with a bike lock. They're engaging in all this swatting stuff. I'm not going to go public with any names, and I don't know if this has happened to you, if you want to be on record or not, but I'm just saying, I have conservative reporters that reach out to me that I'm friends with, and they say, Owen, I'm worried they're coming for me next. I'm worried I'm getting swatted next. I've already been swatted. They haven't even been swatted yet, and they're having trouble sleeping. They're laying in their bed wondering, when are the cops coming to point guns at me? When are they coming to kick my family's door down? Trump won the election. Why are his supporters losing sleep? Why are Trump supporters the ones laying in bed scared of the left? It should be the opposite. They're the terrorists. They're the bad guys. They're the ones that lost. So that's my final rant. Final words, Laura Loomer.
I mean, I agree with you. The Republicans need to decide whether or not we're going to have a repeat of the first Trump administration, where we just saw the radical left get away with everything. And then eventually they gain power again, and they're able to terrorize Trump with impeachments and investigations and judicial coups. And the Republicans have the power now. And if they're not going to actually crack down on violent members of Congress when they have the acts of violence on video, then can we really expect these people to lead? Do they really deserve to be in the majority if they're not even going to enforce law and order? We heard for years now, nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. The Democrats are lawless. We need to restore law and order. Okay, well then do it. Do it. Do it, Mike Johnson. What are you waiting for? It's just unbelievable. And so, look, I'm not rooting for the Democrats to win, but at least the Democrats put up a fight. I mean, God, the Republicans don't fight for anything. The Republicans sit back and they refuse to hold anybody accountable. They almost made President Trump's head explode in 4K on live television, and nobody's been held accountable. Nobody has gone to jail. Nobody has actually been held accountable for the violence that is coming out of our own federal government through weaponized government, through violent members of the Biden administration, and now violent members of Congress within the Democrat Party. They are emboldened, and somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to get killed, and then The Republicans are going to have blood on their hands, because if they're not going to actually take action when they have the ability to do so, then you know what? They deserve to lose. I'm not going to sit back and be sad on election night in 2026 when the Republicans lose, and nobody should be sad, because it is inexcusable. I want to know what the reason is for these Republicans to be going along to get along when they are witnessing acts of assault in the halls of Congress. If a Democrat were to be assaulted by a Republican, that Republican would be in jail. You went to jail for stepping foot inside the United States Capitol.
No, Jasmine did not go Crockett in. Didn't even go in.
Well, we're not even stepping foot. Excuse me, right? Jasmine Crockett committed violence inside the United States Congress, and nothing has happened to her. Now she's getting treated like a queen, right? She's a black queen. She's an independent black woman who don't need no man. She don't need no man, because she's just going to claw your face. She's going to pop a cap in your ass with her ghetto black girl nails, right? That's what we're going to do these days. We're just going to behave like a bunch of rabid animals, and someone's going to get hurt. But look, it's to this point now where I just have to throw my hands up in the air and say, what the hell? What's going to happen is going to happen, Owen. There's nothing that we can do to stop it, because what else can we do? We can be blue in the face. We could be blue in the face talking about the incitement to violence. If the Republicans don't want to do anything about it, and they're just going to talk a big talk, and Pam Bondi's not going to do anything about it, and the FBI is not going to do anything about it, then we're just going to have to watch our country evolve into chaos, and perhaps we're just going to have to take matters into our own hands if we can't even depend on these new administration officials to clean up the violence in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid of, and I was thinking about it. I was just thinking about it even today. I was like, you know, do I even want to go to these protests anymore? Because eventually it is going to get violent. Something's going to blow up. A car's going to ram through it. Somebody's going to bring a gun. I mean, it's just this is the direction it's going, and until somebody stops it, it's exactly as you described it. Laura Loomer is on fire. Appreciate your time today. Great reporting as normal. And any other breaking news, obviously share it with me. We'll bring it on the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And people can follow me on X at Laura Loomer and on X at Loomer Unleashed.
Loomer Unleashed. I'd say she was pretty unleashed today. Yeah, you know, Laura Loomer wouldn't want to be on her bad side. It's a life lesson for you if you take anything away from this show. All right. We got a little bit of time left here. I'm going to cover some other news stories I have left on my desk. I want to let you know, in case you didn't see, we got a brand new, just launched today, limited edition silver coin at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a fan of Alex Jones, if you've been listening to Alex Jones for a long time and InfoWars, this is the one for you. Limited edition silver Alex Jones signature fundraiser coin, and yes, it is a fundraiser. You know, most of our products don't make much profit, folks. That's just the truth. We like to sell supplements, highest quality, lowest price, and so they're very, very small margins for us. Same with the t-shirts. T-shirts are usually small margins anyway. But this is the stuff that can fund us. But you are getting, obviously, a silver coin, the portrait of Alex Jones, the InfoWars logo, Alex's signature. It is a collectible item for the Alex Jones audience, the loyal fans that have been here for decades, and to fund us into the future. Limited edition, obviously a limited number of coins were minted. Now, an introductory rate right now, 20% off this piece of InfoWars history, Alex Jones history. 20% off right now, introductory rate. When you are a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, you get an even larger discount. So many benefits when you become a VIP member. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to learn of all the benefits that come along with that membership, including, but not limited to, monthly store credits that you can spend however you feel at thealexjonesstore.com. But limited edition coin for sale now. It will sell out, guaranteed. Get it while it lasts. And we really want to thank our VIPs. We can't thank you enough. It's your monthly membership that funds us and budgets us into the future. To learn of all the benefits, go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And to shop with us and support us, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Check out all the apparel, the hats, the t-shirts, the supplements, and memorabilia, thealexjonesstore.com. We thank our audience for your continued support. Okay, let's see here. We got through all the videos. Let's just pick up some of this news here. Oh, and let me also follow up with something else. As I was talking to Joe Pags earlier today about the ongoing investigations, as well as Chase Geyser last night, folks, there's very little to nothing going on. I'm going to be honest. It's really unfortunate. And I talked to Joe today, and I told him I would do this press release for him because we're trying to get down to the bottom of this stuff, and there's just little to no action. So from Joe Pags this morning, my family and I were swatted at 2:21 a.m. at my home 2 weeks ago. To this date, I have spoken to the FBI once, and a county detective is investigating. This is unacceptable. They wanted me murdered by cop in my own doorway because I'm conservative and support President Trump. Time for answers and arrests. I will not let the spotlight dim on this disgusting act against my family and me and the families of other conservative influencers. By the way, I've not heard from Ted Cruz or John Cornyn. I'm in Texas and know them both very well. I had my Representative Chip Roy on yesterday and have heard from other members of Congress. If it were just me, I get it. No big deal to many. We're talking about dozens of conservative voices attacked in a very small time frame for believing in America first and getting this country back on track. And again, folks, I'm not going to sit up here and tough guy, but I'll give you the understanding. It's not that I'm living a scared life. I mean, if you know me, do I seem like the kind of person that's scared? And I've got my Second Amendment right. That's not what this is about. It's the mystery. And it's kind of like if you've ever had, which I struggle with in the past. It's been years, thank God, because it's one of the worst things. But when you have insomnia, it's like insomnia. And what people that have never had insomnia don't understand, it's like insomnia becomes this obsession with, am I ever going to sleep? And so it's not like, it's just like you're constantly wondering, will I fall asleep? Will I fall asleep? Well, it's like insomnia. It's like, will the cops come? Will the cops come? Will the cops come? And it can't leave your head. And I'm talking to other people off record, and I'm not going to say their names, and some have been dealing with some pizza deliveries. But others are just saying, hey, I'm concerned they're coming for me next. And I'm losing sleep. I'm worried. What should I do? And I tell them, I say, well, call your local police and tell them the situation if you're afraid and let them know, and maybe that can help. If you're in a red district, they'll be very helpful. If you're in a red conservative area, you'll get a lot of help from the police. If you're in a blue area, you're pretty much cooked. They're coming. But you know what? Let me just say this. Let me just go ahead and say this. I already have all the information that I would need to give to detectives, the FBI, whoever wants to investigate, and I can literally give you the exact path to find this individual. I know the source. I know exactly where you need to get the metadata, and I can give it all to you right now. I don't have the resources, but I can literally give you five sources right now to track metadata back to the individual, and I can give you the source of where they're getting the information of everybody's address. And their families, and their phone numbers. I literally can give all of that over to the FBI right now. Everything. And then all you have to do is do the investigation. I don't have the abilities to track and trace metadata, phone numbers, IP addresses. I don't have it. You do. But I can give you five sources right now that has the metadata. I can give you the website where they're getting the information. And then all you have to do, you can use my case or you can use the dozens of cases. And then all you have to do is cross-reference all of it and you will find the individual or the individuals involved. That's all you have to do. And I know you have the technology to do it. I know you have the technology to plug all this data into a system, cross-reference all of it, And then pin where it's coming from, pin it from an app or multiple apps. I already know it. I literally can give it all to you and nobody will come. Nobody. It's really frustrating. But that's where we're at. And I promised the other victims of this, including Joe Pags earlier, I said, I'm not going to let this go. It's not just about me. It's about who's this going to happen to next and when is it going to go horribly wrong? And when can conservatives, when can Trump supporters actually get some peace in our own country that we care about so much that we're fighting for so hard?
When can we get some actual peace and some actual justice? So I ended up going on a bit of a rant here and decided to just skip over the rest of the news for the day. But that's going to do it for today's edition of the InfoWars War Room. We appreciate everybody's time. Good job to the crew. Appreciate everybody for listening. We'll be back live tomorrow morning. Harrison Smith in the morning, Alex Jones in the afternoon, and then right here, your early evenings. 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great because you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
The final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run potentially of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there, has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.